This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Kurt just walked in on time. It's Race Wars. Be back in the building, baby.
Yeah.
The country needs us.
How did you say Michael Lawrence is in my Aspergering in my spot here?
Oh, that was your chair right here. He put your chair in the middle because Shay was going to sit there.
Oh.
We got Mike Lawrence in the house, comedian.
Played just enough of that song to make me want to just hear the rest of it.
that's the key. I got Mike Lawrence addicted to fucking Wiz Khalifa.
This is the first you're hearing this?
I've heard the song before, but like that was like enough of the song that now I want to finish the song.
See? Oh,
I've only heard the first part of the song every day for 3 years.
And Chloe's here too. Chloe
Hey, Hillard. Hey, what's up?
Comedian Chloe Hillard.
Yes.
Did we have you before, Chloe?
This is my first time I'm popping my cherry.
Oh, wow. Shit, my dick moved.
And then Shay's coming in.
Yeah, Mike Shay's coming too. Okay, he'll be in 7:30.
Yeah.
We got a packed show here, Kurt.
Aaron's here. Karen's here. No,
oh, Karen's
Tommy.
Here. Yes, Aaron's here in the building. Aaron got here early, got the stories ready.
Tommy can't make it. He's got gay business to attend to.
Oh, I had a gay item for him.
Butthole business?
Yeah, we'll just have to lump it into Aaron's.
What is old Rectal Ricky doing this that he can't make the show?
I don't know what he's doing. Some kind of event. He has all friends out there. He's very well connected.
Yeah.
And,
some older gentleman taking him somewhere for...
Yeah, and this dude's going to call in and tell us about black Twitter trolls, which I thought wasn't a thing.
Oh, yes. Black Twitter has a lot of trolls there.
Yeah. Well, I don't go on it. Remember when Mike Yar was here and we were all like, what's black Twitter? Well, it turns out totally a thing. We were just old.
Oh, black Twitter is very, very real. Black
well, Mike
Twitter,
Yar couldn't
yeah,
believe
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
listen,
yeah.
Black Twitter is the and best part of Twitter.
That? Wait, what's going on?
I don't know. He's just talking really loud. Off.
Oh, happening? We have another song, though. We have another song to show to play.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah, we got a song. One of the fans, one of some guys came in and made a Race Wars song for us.
Really?
The Bread Raptors?
You
Bread Raptors.
Okay.
You Bread Raptors.
All right.
Yes. Big shout out to the You Bread Raptors. Lewis, hit it.
Race Wars. Number one podcast in the world.
Put your dick on my shoulder.
Let's get to know the characters a bit, okay?
Seriously, put your dick on my shoulder.
Put your dick on my shoulder.
Number one, Sherrod Small. He's got a big cock and it's always on call. His cock works like clockwork and he's always on time. Not like Kurt. He's the black guy on Fox News. Career's going great. Ask his Jews. He's not afraid to use the Jews when he's making money. Touch Jewy boobs. And then there's Kurt. He's the white devil. Every single day seems to get in trouble. Catch him on Facebook. You gotta look. He's yelling all caps at the SJW. Don't ask him about religion. Jehovah fucked up. Kurt loves sinning. Having sex with a Shylock out of wedlock with a huge cock. Karen. Now we got two more. One's a guy named Tommy. Looking to hide the salami in the backside of your asshole so hard you cry for mommy. Don't forget about Erin. She looks so fine, but she ain't no whore. From the blacks to the Jews to the Chinese. This is Race Wars.
Rewind that, baby. Bring that back from the top, goddammit.
Holy shit.
I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
I missed the pregnant part.
Number one podcast in the world.
Wow.
Put your dick on my shoulder.
Let's get to know the character.
Who? Oh, seriously, put your dick on my shoulder.
Well, number one, Sherrod Small. He's got a big cock and it's always on call. His cock works like clockwork and he's always on time. Not like curves. The black guy. Career's going great. Ask the Jews. He's not afraid to use the Jews when he's making money, touch Jewy boobs, and then every single day seems to get in trouble. Catch him on Facebook, and look, he's killing all caps at the SJW. Don't ask him about religion. Jehovah fucked up. Kurt loves sinning. Having sex with a Shylock out of wedlock with a huge cock. Right, Karen?
A Shylock?
Right, Karen?
Tommy and Tommy, looking to hide the salami on the backside of your asshole so hard you cry for mommy. Don't forget about Erin. She looks so fine, but she ain't no whore. From the blacks to the Jews to the Chinese. This is Race Wars.
Yeah!
From the blacks to the Jews to the Chinese.
This is Race Wars.
That voice was able to sound equally black and Jewish at the same time.
Yeah.
You Bread Raptors. They made that song for us. Big shout out to them.
It felt very early Marshall Mathers-y voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
my name is.
Yeah. Where are they from?
I think one of the dudes actually used to work at Stand Up.
Really?
Labs. Stand Up Labs or something. Right, Shelby? You know these guys? But no, John knows the story, but yeah, You Bread Raptors. Thanks, man. Yo, y'all really came through on that.
That's a great song.
It's
dude.
A fucking great song. I want to play it again, Kurt. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, by the way, did you hear that? It's kind of shitty, dude, but that dude Adam died from the song.
Oh, yes. Big shout out to, you know, everybody's grieving over that. Adam, Bushek?
Yeah.
Bushek.
Here, go on that, Mike.
Love Adam, man. Right? Adam was the best. He worked down at the Comedy Cellar. He also was a musician, and he passed away a couple days ago. And we all miss him, man. He was compassionate, fucking truly talented.
Yeah, he's just a good
dude.
Guy to be at the Cellar, man. It sucks.
Sucks.
What are you, did you know him? Did you work there with him?
Yeah, Cameron worked there with him. When I started there, just waiting tables in college, he was the one that I worked with.
Right.
No. Mm.
He's great, man. He was a great kid. He was a dreamer. He was he always talked about his music. I always talked to Adam a lot. We hung out a lot at, like, after the shows, and he was just a good kid.
How did he die? Do we know or no?
We don't know. It's
I feel
speculation.
Like, you don't ask those questions anymore. I feel like
you're
it's
not supposed
weird.
To ask that?
You know why? Because I feel like people put death notices on Facebook, and then you don't want to be the asshole to go in the comments and be like, "So how did they die?"
I always just. Yeah. In the comments, I put drive-by, ?
Oh, no.
You just throw out your own theories before you hear anything.
You know what it is, though? But I've noticed from personal experiences, I've had a lot of people that I knew or knew through degrees of separation who just passed away in their sleep. So I just, whenever I hear someone died, I just be like, I hope they just passed away in their sleep.
Well, he did, but there's no good way to die.
He OD'd. He straight up OD'd on heroin.
Oh, I mean, he did say he was a dreamer. That's usually that's the only way dreamers go.
I don't want to be laughing at this right now.
Yeah, dreamers don't peacefully go in their sleep.
No.
Dreamers go dreaming too hard.
I wake up in like a panic every other night.
I've been there for some of your fucking night terror.
Do you know what happens?
Wake
I
up.
Always sleep on one of my arms and I can't feel it.
Oh my god!
I wake up and I don't know where I am.
Well, then I tell you, Aaron, his body is goofy. You
I
don't know how to control
to Jesus
it.
In the
you
middle
have
of the night
blood
all the time.
Circulation. That's what it sounds
I feel like.
Like.
I feel like that's the alibi Johnny Depp's going to use about Amber Heard. Yeah, you know, I just wake up sometimes in my night panics.
Well,
first of all, I believe him.
I believe him because Stanhope. Because of Stanhope.
Yeah.
And that's one thing Stanhope has is like being pretty reliable. Like
people who don't know that Johnny Depp is getting divorced from Amber Heard.
Because I don't know
she's saying
shit.
That it was violence in a relationship.
But wait, what did you? Because Karen, you follow all that crap.
Yeah,
and you already thought this bitch was like not for real.
Hey, you listen to Dumb Dumb News.
I didn't even know that they were. I didn't know they were legally married. I thought they just were dating.
Right.
No,
so
stay out the business. That's why you need to mind your
a
business.
Really long time. Yeah.
And they have that daughter. They have a daughter who's like the coolest teen ever.
Yeah. Well, right. Johnny Depp and his ex lover.
Yes. And they never got married.
Who was together
like,
for like 20 years. Yeah.
Right. And then he met this new chick, Amber Heard, and married her right away.
Which is always suspicious.
And she was
suspicious. How?
Because if a man is with a woman and he hasn't committed to her and they have children and all of a sudden some new piece of ass comes and he's like, I'm going to get married. It's kind of like the chick that got the guy to lose his NBA team because Donald Sterling, she probably put that new young pussy on
his Or maybe it's like the movie, he's just not that into you.
No.
No, you know what it is? It's
Three kids later.
He got a Mel Gibson like trophy bitch that wasn't into him really.
That guy made 4 Pirates of the Caribbean movies. I think he knows what Pittman is. All right. But there's one relationship he should have gotten out of. Fucking on Stranger Tides.
But what's the game?
It's
like,
fun playing dress up.
Because you read all those things. Mm-hmm. They already were like, before any of this, weren't they already like, this chick's full of shit? Like, what's the game you told me they play?
Oh, photo assumption. So one of my favorite sites is LaneyGossip.com, and she plays, she's like a real journalist that just like likes to fuck around with this celebrity gossip.
Well, you can't say she and real journalist in the same sentence.
Don't you dare. You know I was a journalist for 10 years, Sherrod. I will shut your whole shit down.
You also can't say .com and real journalist.
What periodicals
can I find your saying, works
you want to call somebody not a journalist so they dig up every piece of your life and put it out there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can
do that. Anyway,
so what did American Girl say about this?
So she's Canadian. And she plays photo assumption.
Okay,
which
not
is
a
like...
real person.
All right, hold on. So, what photo assumption is? Just let me explain it. It's like a not scientific thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you make these baseless assumptions just based on pictures, just how people look in pictures.
That's
like
every magazine that's on a
right. Yeah. But just openly is like assuming chicks.
And it's even more if you circle something in a picture, like you really. This is what I'm referring to. It's nothing.
Your bikini body sucks in the following ways.
If you're so dumb, you're like, hand? What do you mean by hand? Oh, there's a circle. Oh, thank goodness.
8 ways you're secretly fat.
You bought bagels like us. We all buy bagels. We like me now.
Like us is the best insult.
Wait, so what did she say in the photos?
All right, no, no. So I'm borrowing her photo assumption game.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so if you look at the pictures of Amber Heard coming out of the courtroom,
oh, yeah.
This is baseless, has to do with nothing. You just look at her face in the courtroom. Right. She looks like a bullshitter.
Yeah.
And their relationship this is the picture
like, hold she, on. She are you like saying, are you saying the Hester Prynne scarlet letter pose she's doing with her black dress and her hands?
Intentionally sad face, not knowing where the camera is, but not looking at it.
Right.
That, like, as you look at her face and you know she's setting up a shitty divorce. You can just see it on her face. She's a terrible actress.
A year and a half, she won spousal support. It's like, bitch, what did he accomplish?
Well, she's asking for half his shit.
Listen,
and he didn't sign a prenup.
That's how you knew this was a Donald Sterling young pussy getcha.
Donald Sterling's gay. That's what that is.
That's a sort of attitude.
He's a mo. That's a
sort of attitude that would, like, get you smacked.
He's definitely.
By the way, the stories of him holding these dudes, he loves, like, young black men asses.
Who doesn't?
He goes through the...
Yeah. I stare at my own in a mirror. I sit on you.
Well, Donald Sterling appreciates it the way you do. But he would, like, take the new players by the hand. I think it was Blake Griffin.
Okay.
But he took him by the hand. He goes, now this is... Look at his... And, like, you could just see him looking at their fucking...
Looking at their butts?
Yeah, so that's what all that shit was. He didn't want her with all these dudes because she's supposed to make it look, you know, be his beard for him, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's they're all gay. Like, they talk about those athletes like they're horses. You know, like, look at those calf muscles. You know,
he's so strong. He has agility. Look at his hands.
It's
his hands
a beautiful animal.
Look at that. Look at that delicious cock score points.
I like the double his dribble.
I like when you jump in the air and it flops around. Don't take pictures with my girlfriend.
Veiny game number 32.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yes. Yeah, see, there it is. It's
look
a picture
at her
of her.
Face. Look at her intentionally looking sad. She is bullshit.
She looked like a witch about to get burned in Salem.
That's what I said. She's got the scarlet letter. Has the print face.
As a woman, I never.
Karen, that looks like you anytime you're cut off.
Wait.
On this podcast.
Wait, stop. Hold on. Chloe is saying something as a woman as opposed to a man for once.
I have to process as a everything. Woman. As a woman, I'm always very conscious of criticizing a woman who says she's been physically
okay. Now,
abused.
Now attack the bitch.
That's a good. Okay. That's a good point. Wait, hold on. That's a good point you raised because I'm reading before the Stanhope thing came out.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is what happened when Daily Dot put that bullshit thing about Meg, and I read the letters from women like, I was in a relationship and I was punched while holding our baby.
Oh, my dick is so hard right now.
Oh, my God.
A punch and a baby? Why,
but it's
combo.
That's what that as womanship means. Like, I know I'm supposed to project myself onto this and make it about me. And I'm reading an article about this one chick. She goes, I owe it to myself to believe her, which, as Karen pointed out to me, is fucking gibberish. What do you mean you owe it to yourself?
Yeah.
Bitch, you ain't got shit to do with you.
That's how they locked up black people. In the South,
remember that believe her shit? She's right.
Oh, it's
just believe me.
Yeah, that's what that shit means. So that's I get the unionizing bullshit, but you gotta throw your cunts away.
No, it's tough because also you have the double edged sword. You have an instance where a woman who may be lying about it, right? And everybody's like, well, why won't we believe her? And then you have a woman who has actually, in case in Brazil, the teenage girl who was raped on camera and they showed it.
Yeah.
And then it took everybody else to talk about it for them to be like, okay, well, maybe she really was.
Wait. So what's that in Brazil? I don't know anything about that.
So there was a gang.
Yeah.
Rape in
so there was a young woman in Brazil. She's
pull
16
up the
years,
video.
She's 16 years old. She was with her boyfriend in an apartment.
Aaron, pull up that video.
Someone
we
drugged
boys
her.
Plays in the
shut
background.
Up, Sharon. She was 16 years old in an apartment with her boyfriend. She says she was drugged when she woke up. She was in a room with 30 plus men who had guns and video cameras.
Boyfriends, am I right?
And they raped her.
Right.
And they aired the footage online.
So,
and so that created
so
this
the UVA
whole big,
story happened in Brazil.
But actually did happen.
Well, and it took
Brazil's
time for them
she went to Brazil.
No, I'm saying, but the UVA story wasn't
true. We put up the pictures when she texted me from Brazil about those predators that she
the
talked
predators
to.
Who was
how did they talk to you? What did they say to you that where you knew they were predators, those dudes?
They said, I know somewhere to bury your head.
So I didn't know they were predators. That was the whole scary part. I just like happily went along my way and like didn't even occur to me for 2 seconds that they might want something. Like the second I leave New York,
how
I'm
do
just,
you
like,
not
think
every time a man talks to me, I think he wants something.
I know, isn't that outrageous?
And especially when he's not speaking English,
back to
you
me
definitely
about that
want something.
No, they were speaking English.
I'm glad you took that
invite. I was in a country where I didn't know anybody. I was in the jungle, and no one spoke English.
You should have got raped and killed for going there, stupid.
It was just
the only Brazilian that I know is Blanca from Street Fighter. So during all of this discussion, I'm just imagining 30 guys going.
Let me tell you something. Never mind even the rape in Brazil. I was afraid Karen was going to wake up in a tub of ice with organs missing.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Like, it's fucked up like that. Like a rape's like a better day. I would
say. But that's the thing. Women. get attacked so frequently, even microaggressions in New York City, that I would it would be so hard for me not to believe that.
Microaggressions, you mean flirting?
No, I mean like microaggression, rubbing your dick on my back on the train.
That's
like
a microaggression.
That's not a microaggression. That's an assault.
No. It's
whose
micro.
Dick was
that's
it, man?
Literally a sexual assault.
No, but the thing is, it's micro because it's so normalized that if a guy does it to me, I'm not going to call a cop. I'm just like, let me just
call the cops. It's abnormal.
First of all, how packed is the subway car that he's doing this? It could just be a packed car.
Hold on. Someone rubbed their dick on you?
All the time. What are you talking about?
No, you got a fat ass.
No, aside from my accident with me, the other people.
That's what I'm saying. That to me is normal now because I live in New York City. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get stacked up. I used to have that joke. You wake up and just be a black dick mushed in your face because that's how close
you are. That's what you said at my place.
Girl. Yeah.
And so there may be women that look at Amber Heard's face and be like, that's not that bad.
Oh, so keep Rihanna out of this.
You know, I didn't know anything about her until I read the Stanhope thing. I didn't even really even know about the Johnny Depp allegations. The Stanhope thing is just what I went on. It's just like,
but this should be a lesson to men. Stop trying to get you some young snatch because it'll probably ruin your life.
No. Worth your ruined life. It's worth it.
Listen, it is. Listen,
it's young snatch.
It's not getting young snatch. It's the fuck up. It's this old man vanity that Mel Gibson had.
That's what brought him down.
Because with that dippy Russian, if you listen, like that was my summer jam when I came out. All summer, his answering machine. When he's yelling at her, he goes, "I thought we had a spiritual connection. I left my wife." I'm like, "Well, you probably shouldn't have left your wife. Why would you think you had a spiritual connection with like this Russian whore that I know a lot of like mogul type dudes she went after? Fucking supposedly she went after the Saved by the Bell guy, that old man that invented Saved by the Bell. She came sniffing around
him. Peter Engel?
He didn't want
to. Peter Engel.
That's something I heard a long time ago. So Mel Gibson is a dumb vanity. He's aging action guy.
Losing his fucking midlife crisis.
His wife stuck with him when he's like, I don't know, what was he, 15 fucking, he's like a Catholic family.
So she can definitely take a punch.
Yeah. She's taking repeated kicks to the snatch. And then like, you know, by the way, we're building a church on our lawn and that's what we go to now. His wife was all down
but
with that.
But his lawn is the size of Florida.
And then he betrays his dumb Catholic shit by getting a divorce, which you're not even allowed to do.
Yeah.
For this guy, he's not even Vatican II, which is like Aaron's kind of Catholic, where she's like a terrible Catholic. He's the original medieval Catholic. None of this feminist Catholic shit. He's like,
oh no, they look down on that.
Wait a minute.
Mary was the only good woman who ever lived was Mary, and the rest of you are hooers and putanas.
You know what I love? That Passion of the Christ is the number one independent film of all time.
I believe it.
Yeah.
It's so great. Funny story about Passion of the Christ. So my alma mater.
You mean, is that funny already?
Okay. Yes. Well, besides the torture and death of that man.
Karen, stop trying to make me
Karen
laugh.
Karen laughed all the way through it. That goddamn Shylock.
Was that man Jesus? What do you mean that man?
Jesus.
Man?
It was an actor. Ted. He was an actor. It wasn't the real Jesus.
No. Because he was too white.
How do you know he wasn't the real Jesus?
Because he
white. The guy on the movie, Jim Caviezel. Jim Caviezel got into Notre Dame in a grad student program, which is my alma mater. Oh. And he was there a few years after, I think like a year or two after I left, and he used to sit in the student section for football games.
Yeah.
And like when he would come in, all the students would go, Jesus.
So this was after he shot the movie?
This is after he played Jesus. This wasn't randomly before. He wasn't just some random guy that they
called. I thought he used to do that and they'd be like, we need to cast this guy.
What is his, what is the hell ethnicity is he? Because he's got that weird Afghan look where they're like really kind of swarthy but then like bright blue eyes and shit. Like, you see in Afghanistan, it's like it's not like
it's
white
like the
people,
Time Magazine. It's like the Time Magazine famous cover with the green
they're
eyes.
Called witches.
Wow.
He's a witch person.
He's the only person to have like a huge success and that ruined his career. You know what I mean? Because like once you play like once you play beating down Jesus, that's all anyone can see you as. Oh, it's been 5 minutes and they haven't hit him yet? What the fuck movie is this?
You can't be in the biggest Jesus movie ever and then be in a sex scene and some other shit later.
Did you watch that? The Passion? Did you watch the movie?
Of course.
I saw
it in the movie theater.
I don't know how, because I guess I wasn't raised Catholic. I had no idea the whole thing was just going to be the beating of him. Like,
I
thought there was like story build up and shit, but it's like just straight up.
It was better than I thought.
I can't watch those movies. I haven't watched Roots, the new Roots that just came out this week.
You should watch it. Why wouldn't you watch it? It's on A&E, by the way.
It's on everything.
A&E, where my new show's on.
Is the new Roots called Leaves?
No.
No, it's got...
Wow. Karen, go to your room.
Yeah. bandana.
Did you see that Snoop Dogg was like, don't tell the black people not to watch it, because he says that every depiction of in Hollywood is always the same slave story.
And I shared a picture of Snoop Dogg on my Facebook page with him with two girls, black girls, with chains on the red carpet.
Yeah.
You mean the star of Bone says there's not enough?
That's right. Soul Plane star said it's not enough.
You mean someone who voiced a role in the movie Turbo about racing snails? Is now,
you know what's funny, man? I think they should focus their movies on like the after slavery shit more, because slavery it's out so much now that like.
But
it's
here's
like,
the thing: this Roots remake is really not for us. Our generation, we got our slave dose.
Yeah.
This is for the younger kids who don't even know what happened 2 weeks ago, let alone 200 years ago.
Right.
So
they
this
know
is
that
their
part.
Version. That's why T.I.'s in it. Not for us.
Well,
not to bring us
I think
to watch
that's kind of what my point is, dude.
I got
I think
my slave cup runneth over.
I think they know that shit. It's like the other shit you should probably.
But I love that Sherrod is like, this is for the new generation that's always on their iPhones that's going to watch an 8-hour miniseries on three different networks. Are you fucking kidding?
No, they're not going to watch it there, but every public school will be in their curriculum.
Yeah.
That's what public school does.
They turn
TV shows into curriculum.
Did you watch that in school, Roots?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
We watched some movie, The North and the South.
So we just did it.
And the thing is with the Roots, the thing is with Roots came out when it was better than any textbook we had on slavery or black people in America.
How is Jimmy Fallon in it?
Fallon was great. He played the same role that the father from Brady Bunch played in the original.
I'm writing my Jimmy Fallon late night bits with this right now.
Oh my gosh.
Jimmy Fallon's Roots.
And see, that moment when
he kept saying the Roots, and I was like,
even when you name the Roots, even when you name the group the Roots right now, all you know is Questlove and Black Thought. Everybody else is Kizzy and Chicken George. You don't know those niggas.
I'm aware of the works of Tuba Gooding Jr. The best pun of all time.
Now this is my issue when it comes to Roots. Black people have watched and watched so many white only movies, but I don't feel like white people are going to sit down and really watch.
And when are you going to finally get it right? Sit down and watch some more.
Well, I mean, the audience for it was huge.
Oh yeah,
it was huge. So like, obviously, white people are watching it. Mm-hmm. Black people are like 13% of the U.S. population, and the audience is massive. So you can't say that every single black person was watching Roots and
I don't say that. But I'm saying what is a white person's intention? Because some white people may watch it, be like, yeah, this is the fucking make a great America great
again.
Well,
me and Karen fucked to it.
We all fucked to it.
but the amazing thing is that it only got 1/3 the ratings of the NBA like Game 7. So we're like,
because you can watch the old Roots. And when
also,
that came out, that was, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch a show where the slaves make money with their owners.
There you go. There we go.
That's hot.
Hand in hand.
Mikey!
I totally am thinking Mike's making fucking McLaughlin group points. I forgot he was just trying to get to his punchline. I'm just standing right in the way. My torso in the way.
That's part of his autism, that he talks in punchlines, right? Yeah.
Keep an eye out for when this dude Hennessy calls with the black Twitter trolls.
Okay, yeah, I got it. Right now it's only white names like Dean and Joe on the way.
Yeah, well, I try to get this other guy, you know,
I'll definitely see Hennessy when it pops up there.
I don't know if you know, like, let's tell you, like, the social liability of that is Gavin McGinnis that I know.
Oh, boy.
Who's fucking people, like, because I was trying to be like, you fucking coked up thief. And I'm like, what? Like, where is this coming from? So the thief is because they
messages.
I guess Amy, they didn't fuck her, so somehow I'm now a thief personally. Yeah.
Also, by proxy, you're
they
a
just
thief
put it on me. And then I have no idea the coke thing. Like, I totally did a lot of coke, and I have zero shame about it. But I don't know where. Like, your boy Gavin does more coke than me. Just so you know, on any given night.
Okay,
the dude that, like, that's
so
unbelievable.
I need to avoid him also on the weekends?
Wait, so listen, these people, how many times, Gavin, let's do some blow, like, Gavin's write down. But somebody's, the guy writing this shit to me, his name was World Events News, which is like,
And he's a lot of double talk, ain't it?
So I'm looking at his thing, and he'd have like a no wanks. You know, these fucking guys that troll in, they're all part of a no wank movement. Gavin started?
That they don't jerk off?
Yeah, because to talk to real girls, stop jerking off and get out there.
Use girls to jerk you off.
You know you can do both, right?
Well, Gavin's amazing to me because...
Let's go to some calls.
Hipsters. Wait, listen. He started these hipsters, okay? He started that shit, okay? Then he turned against it, and now he's got young men becoming fucking Catholic. Like, I don't jerk off and I hate you! And, like, they're becoming, like, the Muslims they're afraid of, like, no sex and, like, militancy.
That always ends well.
So I go to the guy, I'm like, yeah, I... oh, no wanks. That's why you're so upset. He goes, yeah, at least I'm going out and meeting women instead of being a cuck. I'm like, dude, you know my girlfriend's cool and wingmanned me pussy because my dick was too big for daily use? That's my story.
I don't want all your semen.
And I'm like, and I still jerk off. Like, Gavin, listen, if anybody's listening who's a fan of this shit, understand Gavin's a 45-year-old man. So of course he's got to save his...
No, a 45-year-old Gavin.
He's a 45... But listen, of course he's saving up his sperm now, yeah. But he's fucking middle-aged. Yeah, you're a young dude, you got plenty of chips.
He's only 45?
Okay, waiting on too much about Gavin already.
Did you think he was 267?
Well, because this guy... Okay, but off of this...
This is the guy calling in on the line four?
Is this Hennessy?
No, it's Artis, but... Is that
who is? Well, let's see who it is. Because that only reason I'm bringing it up is because that's the
call. Who you told to call in?
Who is this?
Artis?
Who is this?
Yeah, this is Hennessy Ortiz.
Ortiz. Okay. There
was
we
that
go.
Your real name, dude? Hennessy?
Yeah. No, Hennessy, it's not his real name.
It's what I used to get into the Chitlin' Circuit.
Okay.
Dude, you got it. How long are you in comedy?
And the Chitlin' Circuit, did that come along with a time machine because it don't exist anymore?
No, there's still people doing that. Where you live?
It's not called the Chitlin' Circuit
it's
anymore.
Called it's called Nigger Room.
Everybody's still calling it Nigger
Room. Right? No, she's right. Nigger Room.
I mean, that's what I call it.
We know what y'all call it when we ain't here. Trying to say shit.
I call it Nigger Rooms and I'm black. I don't care.
Yeah, you should call it. You have the right to call it Nigger
so
Rooms.
So wait, what? So what's your actual name, dude?
Ortiz.
What? So Williams or did you just make up?
Why do you need his whole government for?
Because I don't
want to
call
are.
Him Hennessy Williams if it's a fake name. I'm a grown ass man.
It's my name is Ortiz Lechter. That's my like
Lechter
name.
Like
Lechter. Yeah, that's the real. Last
why wouldn't she use that name instead of Hennessy Williams?
No, I like Hennessy Williams. I'm like a private investigator.
This is like a weird playwright. All right, so this is the first guy. So this has nothing to do with that other thing I was talking about. This is the dude, because I was like, why is it only white guys that do this? This like weird hate trolling.
Oh, yeah.
Where like the one guy, not connected to anyone, he just does all comics. So Marin, this is the thing he tells you guys. Yeah, Marin blocked me. I know whatever I said festering inside him right now.
Oh, Lord of mercy. What a no-life loser. It's really not.
Dude, yeah, and you're like... But he knows that's not cool, because that's why he doesn't have his name on it. Like, would take a delight in that unless they... Anyway, so I'm like, this is a white guy thing.
Right.
That, like, basically, he don't have the guts of, like, a school shooter is what that guy is.
Right.
Like, I have more respect for a school shooter than him.
Well, who doesn't?
Okay. But I thought it was only a white man thing, because I'm used to just hearing that shit, like, shut up, you... Whatever awful...
The troll stuff. You thought it was just a white thing.
Kike... Fuck, cuck, something, suck dick, you know, whatever, like,
that
angry shit.
Shit is white, but, yeah, trolling is universal.
So then, this dude tells me it's a whole Black Twitter thing, there's a whole world
I've
of it.
Been trying to tell you about Black Twitter, Kurt, for 3 years, yeah.
And I avoid
some stranger named Hennessy.
I avoid it like guess what? And I avoid it like a public swimming pool.
You only
for the
trust,
same reasons.
You only now, trust niggas named after drinks. Fuck you, Kurt, and your white ways.
It's like my friend, Jameson Small, Brother Shatter.
Tequila Jenkins.
But who's like the troll? Like,
Smith.
Who do you see as trolls like on Black Twitter? Like, what is it? You told me it's like black women?
No, it's on both sides because, you know, there's both sides for everything.
Right.
Like, you got people who are like, you know, if you're not all the way on board with the progressiveness in the black community, you know what I'm saying? They call it being woke.
Right. Yeah, they're woke. Yes. They're woke. Yeah. Stay woke. I stay woke.
Yeah.
Who's telling me that's like San Francisco's only import now?
What?
Being woke. Their only export. I mean, somebody's fucking said that to me.
You mean it's no longer figs?
Yeah. No, they're already entrenched. Now it's being woke. They sent out sleepy fags.
Is woke the new word for fag?
No, cuck is. That's what cuck is. That's the new faggot.
Yeah.
They want to call you a faggot, but they
cuckold,
Do you know how long douchebag scientists were working on this problem of not, like, I can't say faggot how I want? Like, what's the new word to impugn
so
your...
So cuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they bypass the whole fag thing.
It's only in the white community right now. Am I right about that, Hennessy?
Well, what's the word? You told me it was like
hotep. No. It goes across because on the other side for the people, if you're not really progressive, if you're like one of these dudes who like, they basically end up bashing women and kind of being all, they'll call you some derivative of gay.
Sherrod.
They'll call you coy. That's the popular one.
What is
coy.
It? What's coy?
Coy. Like coy. Being coy?
Oh, okay.
Like a cock boy.
Like a fish, like a koi fish, like the way.
Oh, yeah, like koi, yeah. And, don't be coy, yeah.
And what's, would you say Hotep? What the fuck is a Hotep?
Hotep is an Afrocentric person who's super woke and everything is a C-O-inspiracy. Remember that character on
the Oh, it's funny as shit. Yeah. Hotep.
Like, yeah. Hotep.
So that was like Damon Wayans' character, the one who was locked up.
Yeah. The person who used like the big fucking
So everything connects to some Afro like centric thing. So it's like my queen is the earth and I'm the sun.
Yeah.
And
so she's the moon.
Yeah. And so together we made water. Yeah.
I had to punch my moon in the mouth because she didn't have my dinner. I'm the sun.
Shut up, moon mouth.
You are the greatest. Now get in that goddamn kitchen, moon.
And don't be a menace, the guy who is like, he's with a white woman. He's like, I'm doing that, but they've been doing this for years. Fucking them.
Yeah.
Well, dude, the angriest is always like either interracial relationship.
It's the other side of the white, like how I'm white watching Twitter some commercial. Fucking...
Not that I'm not going to call him angry, but what, Kamau Bell is definitely a political type dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching a commercial of him where he's like reading Malcolm X's daughter, like his white wife comes in. I'm like, dude, listen. You're from someplace integrated as fuck. Like, I don't even know.
Oh, you can clearly see that.
You must have read about your outrages because I don't know what in the hell you experienced besides the white pussy you got and the white half-white baby you got.
His outrage is like having it's like a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, it's academic. And because people that are mad about shit, remember that racist called in that ended up like, you're his blood brother now at the end of the conversation? That's like more of a boots on the ground racist to me where like some shit happens and you're racist. The shit where like you read some books and you want to join the fight shit that these people do. Like I think
white people are more racist all for hypotheticals than they should
I find that.
And black people, even though we have actual evidence or experiences to be racist, we still aren't nearly as racist as white people.
It's usually the ones who have less reason that are more racist against white people. Yeah. That's why I usually like the black, like even those darkest skinned black people are always like kind of nicer to me.
Oh, the light skinned black people are the
they're
worst.
Like the
super militant.
You mean the red bones? The piss colored?
But I always like
the daywalkers.
All
the strengths of being black, but not as many.
But
as
these
the
dudes. Now,
I need to say I'm black, by the way, in case anybody didn't.
No, we know that.
Okay, I just want to.
And by the way,
you're talking about roots a lot for a white person.
Here's the reason why
can't we just forget the show and let bygones be bygones? Come
here's
on,
the reason why the light skinned blacks are more militant and can be angrier.
Because they're so close.
They feel like they're currently being raped by white people in their own body through DNA. They can see the rape.
Yeah. No!
You can clearly see somebody got held down.
You know what's funny, man? It's not even an African, because everybody's so mixed here anyway, even if you're black. If you meet African, like when I went abroad and met like Africans, they got very different looks from different parts of Africa. And there's a lot of straight nose, white people lipped kind of African people.
Oh,
that are just
a
dark.
Bunch of them. Because we are the cradle of society.
We didn't have them doing the work. We had the ones that didn't have the nice white features doing the work. So that's what we got. Like, and so that's why they do those exhibits where they'll show like the same face in like six different colors, because those traits show up in everybody. It's not like I know black and white versions of people.
The star of light skin roots is just Kunta Kinda.
you wordplay son of a bitch. Wow, we have counteracted the blackness of this show. You guys are gonna have to get 10 times blacker to make up for what Mike did.
I'll just pull my dick out.
We are sitting on the same side of the studio.
I'm sorry if I'm making you.
And how do we have a segregated desk now?
That's what I'm saying.
Can I just apologize for making too many jokes on the Raw Dog Comedy Network?
Apology accepted.
Hennessy, tell us some more about Black Twitter. Yeah, educate our
tell
our
me
listeners.
The meat. What do you get called by people?
Who's
that
the guy in the blue jacket, by the way?
D-Ray. His name is D-Ray, and he's a political activist. He's from Baltimore. He was a part of Ferguson. He ran for mayor of Baltimore, where he's originally from. He's still running. He's pretty much going to be like the face of the new millennial black power.
I love that blue coat.
Movement.
Where did he get that coat from?
Yeah. And it's a jacket. And he wears it all the time. It's his trademark.
Now that's the left. That's a lefty thing, right? D-Ray's thing. Mm-hmm. And then on the right, that guy Milo we're trying to get, who's a Mo.
Oh yeah, Milo. Yeah.
Why is it like gay guys are rising to the top of all these racial movements?
Is D-Ray a gay too?
I don't know.
D-Ray McKesson?
He may be.
Yeah.
Wait, Hennessy, you saying yes?
He's as gay as Christmas.
No, D-Ray Davis.
McKesson. D-Ray Davis is a comic.
No, not D. Ray. Not the comic.
McKesson
is the guy on Twitter.
He's gay.
Oh, he's gay. All right, he opens up.
How do you not know he's gay? Look at him and tell you didn't just see gay immediately.
Listen, I didn't. Look behind you. I didn't want to know.
Wait, okay, hold on.
Nah, I see it.
I try not to out people. You can't go around out people. They will sue you.
He just did with that picture of him.
He looked like a gay Leon.
Oh my gosh.
He makes Alfonso Ribeiro look like Forrest Whitaker.
But okay, so he's Milton, and then that Milo guy who's the alt-right guy. By the way, alt-right is all racial separatist shit. And he's gay as a fucking... He's like, yes, darling. Well, cultures have to be separate.
Let me tell you
something.
The gays are the future of all of us.
I guess so.
So speak gay. You need to learn how to speak
but,
gay.
But, you know, it makes me laugh because if you... Especially with, like... I always make fun of 300 because it's all about Sparta and all that. Mm-hmm. And they weren't that naked, by the way. They had, armor and shit. Yeah. Okay? It's like they did this weird inverse. They had much more clothes on, but they were way gayer than the movie. All those guys... those guys that died together, they all fucked the shit out of each other.
Oh, yeah. They weren't gay, though. They just viewed women... They viewed the female body as, like, a tool to create
and
babies.
They can't have you in the way.
And men as, like, a pleasure instrument.
Any group of dudes that was going out on a boat was just fucking each other.
Like, well, that shit goes all through. Yeah. I mean, that's from Macedonia through Turkey through the Arab world. That's a heavy fucking Middle Eastern thing. Is dude fucking and
you
wherever
have the dancing
it is,
boys of Afghanistan.
Yeah, but wherever it is that you can't just like date, that's when you get into some serious dude because somebody.
That's
when
you get into
something.
Some really weird sex it's and prison weird sex. Religion.
It's prison sex. You get yourself in a. That's why I said that kid. And fucking Larry Wilmore looked at me like I was an asshole, but I'm right about this. The dude from the Duggar family that was like. Who touched your sister's titties?
Your finger motion was a little bit too
do you think
real.
Do you think that's why Larry was looking at me funny? Because I was tickling his nipple. Larry, he only did this.
That pussy popping finger was a little aggressive.
But he...
Open!
I can't believe Karen didn't high-five you. that guy is not a child molester when he touches. That's prison sexuality. He's in a weird mental prison.
Who are you talking about?
The Duggar family.
Duggar. Oh, the Duggar. Okay, yeah.
I'm sure he's never touched anybody again like that. That's when you don't have any normal sex thing in your head.
It's all
repressed. Life. It's all repressed. And then what's the only... And he's got weird feelings. The only thing around is his many, many sisters.
Yeah.
And that's when it gets weird.
I wouldn't do it to a sister, but I humped a cousin, goddamn.
But all those religious kind of people like that?
I humped the shit out of a cousin.
Religious, my dream.
Yeah, religious people like that, they got a lot of cousin and brother and sister fucking because of the weird repressive shit.
I didn't fuck them because I wasn't around them enough.
TLC is the only network that's had to cancel two shows because of child molestation.
Yeah, Honey Boo Boo.
Well, it's funny because it's like they want it's that thing of like they want us to laugh at them, but then when it's not funny anymore, they cancel.
When it's funniest.
That's what I say. When it's most hilarious.
It's the laughing channel.
Yeah. I mean, if
the laughing channel. That's right. It is. That might be the title.
That might be the title, too.
Have you seen Look at Them on TLC?
Look at these fucking.
Dude,
get a load of these fucking freaks. No, I know that you can't have a freak show. That's what reality was. It became instead of you can't laugh at deformed people, now you can laugh at deformed personalities that they put on.
Right.
And then the more like they have money and shit, the better you can like, great, now I don't have to feel even a little bad for dehumanizing them.
Because you know they're making money.
Dude, the first
that's
time.
That's all that hierarchy of fucking privilege bullshit. That's so a fucking liberal can dehumanize you and not feel bad like they're a racist.
You preach
it
to
the choir,
brother.
Well, just a dude, bro. Fuck them.
Dude, the first
dude bros, fuck dude bros.
The first time that I
that's,
got like,
that's listen, I'm telling you, cuck is faggot, dude bro is nigger. That's the new fucking dear not
and earth. That, isn't it thug? I think thug is
no, thug was invented by you could thank Tupac. Let me tell you something.
That's what the news uses.
Thug came out from hip hop and white people are 20 years behind in general with that. So they just now heard this slang.
Here's the real code. When you read a newspaper or see a clip or a show for some type of story in the news and it's like black people involved in something, they use teenager. Even when the people are not teenagers, they could be clearly 45 years. One story was a dude was 42. They said teenager attacked man on
Subway. I've seen them raise the like Trayvon Martin. I've seen them go the 17-year-old man.
Yeah.
And so I see more of a denial of childhood and more of like whatever we can execute, age, that's what age they are.
But they don't want their newspapers or article magazine to always say black this, black that. So they put teenager. And so even when the assailant was not a teenager.
But people look at that.
It's the weirdest thing.
Because they're in a weird place where if they say it's so politicized. See, remember Ann Coulter was talking about the.
Yeah.
I don't think it's conspiracy. I think they're worried about how they word shit so they're not accused of something.
Right. That's what they're doing. So they put
it's
in code
not
words
like
and
a fucking.
Weird.
Yeah. And,
that's
you know,
weird.
Urban
it's
was
like
that.
The news.
You know, Thug, though, you could thank Tupac for his fucking tattoo for that shit. That ain't fucking something. And by the way, the idea that the old Chris Rock joke, there's black people and niggers, that's the thing a lot of people. Now there's a scary thing where it's not. It's like, no, they're basically all niggers. That's how they talk now.
Yeah.
But there was at one point, and when I was a kid in the 80s, I remember it being more mixed than it is.
Because you had Cosby on television, and he showed white people that black people could be wealthy and educated.
And when he was on off-screen.
But that was...
He was showing something, right?
He showed us that we would not believe rape charges from a white woman to a black man, finally.
But you gotta understand,
that's breakthrough.
He really broke through.
There's a correlation between when you have black people who are successful on television in sitcoms situations and not. So up until Blackish came out and now Empire and Gerard Carmichael's show, there was a gap of no black families on television in sitcoms in prime time. And so that was a good 10-year gap where you didn't have white people watching black people on TV being just like them. So they had this mentality where like, well, they must have just all reverted to the Stone Age because now everybody's a nigga and everybody's...
I don't know if TV can totally dictate...
Hell yeah,
I think that you're oversimplifying it a little bit.
I think white people who live in a town where there's no black people learn from watching television.
Yeah, you know
period,
what?
End of story.
You know, I think you're right about that.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think that's part of it, but I don't think that's all of it. Like, it's what's on TV on TV shows, but it's also like what's in the news, who's in the government, like who's in the front page of the
newspaper.
What?
I agree more. I think I used to think more like Aaron, but I think you can never oversimplify how dumb
you
are. Based on the shit I've been reading, you can't
especially
oversimplify
with Trump,
them.
Like, you see how dumb white people are, and I hate to say it like that, but they are.
It's especially Kurt. But there was
obvious shift in television when there was, blacks on primetime, and then blacks on UPN, mm-hmm. which is the blacks only, like, it was its own segregation.
Right, yeah, there was a split off.
It was all white owned.
Anybody who's in all these white people now that creep me out, that I started to notice them more and more coming out because it was all SJW shit. That's who always came at me. It was never these people.
Yeah.
There's nobody lefty now attacking me. It's all right wing people, and they're all fucking like batshit, but they have the same exact philosophy as the lefties, which is tribalist horseshit.
Yeah.
Their identity. They call themselves identitarians.
But let me ask.
And so all the and they're a creepy reflection of the left, okay? And these lefties, their whole thing of like I knew you as Chloe, but in their little dipshit world, before I even talk to you, I'm supposed to go, she's a black woman and history. Before I even get to your name in my head, I'm supposed to imagine the fucking your genetic past like it fucking matters, and it doesn't. And I'm not like color blind's like a mock thing to say. Yeah. I'm identity blind, meaning well fuck what you're if your sombrero's your identity and you don't want me to fuck. I mean, not that I even wear other people's shit, but I don't give a fuck about that. If it's I think you're like weak to have an identity. And now these fucking white people, they've become everything I've ever hated. Apparently, that's not what I thought we all hated the same shit. they're like, no, that's a great idea. We should get really tribalist and like pretend only we can understand how. Oh, you can't. You're not white, so you can't understand how this works.
But
could you understand it as not the same skin color?
You don't have
facilities. That used to be the black thing. That's the D. Ray McKesson. I promise you. A white person can. Everybody's if you have empathy, you can understand any fucking thing.
Yes,
I told you Al Campanis did that back in the day with the Dodgers. It was on ABC News, and he said that black people don't have the facilities mm-hmm. to be managers of fucking
baseball teams.
Jocks are not your
dumb fuck.
I wouldn't go to jocks for that kind of
but I'm just saying it's insulting to think that you can do something that somebody else can't. It's like, get over yourself, you fucking idiot.
But do you think that some of that, like, now it being a lot of Republicans, because I honestly didn't know what a cuck was until I wrote for Amy Schumer. Like, I honestly...
Well,
like,
I got news for you. The people calling you that also don't appear to know what a cuck is.
I can tell you, it was a lot easier for me to defend the Ghostbusters movie before my Twitter bio said writer for Inside Amy Schumer. Do you think, like, with her, going after guns and stuff, do you think that's where some of that shit...
Oh, that's why.
100%. We've actually, looked
it's
into this at my job. We've looked into, the ties between, the alt-right and, right-wing causes and celebrities who are aligned with right-wing causes or left-wing causes. And it's completely that. There's, a correlation between the people that are, anytime a celebrity comes out and is like, I don't like guns, there's, an army of trolls that goes after them.
Well, they didn't really listen to the fucking thing. It was about how easy it is to get a gun. The people that we had, and by the way, I was against these people coming, so I was like, what are we fucking doing? Like, what do I need to learn about how guns are bad from some fucking city liberals? Go fuck yourself. But that's not what it was. That group that she was with is the most reasonable.
Yeah, they're awesome.
It's the most reasonable shit. None of it is to take any guns away. It's literally
they
to
ain't
make
taking
sure.
my damn gun away.
But it's like, you can't. So create like those terrorists shouldn't have been able to buy. People on a terror watch list shouldn't be able to get a fucking gun. And those militia people. See, these same people that'll tell you that there's no. I mean, I people tell me there's no racism. It doesn't even exist.
Oh, lies.
Okay, now I
let me finish.
It's the other experiment, but it's like the other extreme of like you're basically a white privileged racist automatically. Their extreme is others.
And plus, some people think everything's racist too. So it's
different. Yeah. That's right. There's never a middle ground, and then they go, okay, so there's no such thing. And then so that Tamir Rice shooting, right? Now, even if you think the cops made an honest, because the best you could say about that, the cops made an honest mistake, and what else could they do? That's the best you could say about it. Even with that, these people are putting like he's a baboon. They're drawing a picture of him as a fucking baboon. That kid didn't actually was in the middle of a crime.
8 years old.
Yeah. Even at best case scenario, it's a terrible mistake where a kid died. Now, by the same token, if one of these piece of shit militia guys gets shot, that are like, I'm going to hold the fucking federal building hostage till my cattle can eat wherever they want. They're like, how dare you?
Yeah.
Government intervent. Like, that should be a government overreach.
Is government overreach bad?
You see both
good?
Both things as human, though.
But these alt-right guys.
They don't. They see the black boy as a monkey.
No, these alt-right guys, they're like, the government was supposed to be protecting white people. That's its function.
I
had no idea they outright say it now.
Oh, but that's why they like Trump. They like Trump. And when they talk about let's make America great again, I read an article that said when people talk about America being great again, the year that they're specifically talking about is 1957. And so this is an idea when everybody was baby boomers. People had the suburban homes was a big thing. And you could be a Tupperware wife and you worked and your husband worked.
And every rock and roll song just had a guy going, a rock, rock,
it's
rock.
So, Chloe, it's so much. Hey, listen, I've been reading them, and
he's
so much.
He's twisting his hips.
It's so much worse than that. 1957 is around when it all went wrong for them.
Yeah, that's
conservatives wanted 1957. Mm-hmm. That's not what these guys want. These guys want 1911. They count history from World War II when that's when the idea of egalitarianism, which is a poisonous idea.
Well, it's interesting. Took hold.
They want to do. Look, the reason I despise the left, and I could see it even more with these right wingers, is they don't like individuality. They like it's a collective, and they don't want to look at things as
the
individual.
Borg.
They
the
want
Borg.
It to be. They want
you
it to be
assimilated.
My group.
Okay,
so that's what all that privilege
I think,
shit is.
I think that's the truth. And people also view identity as like shield from legitimate criticism. So like any criticism that comes their way, if it's about like one of their ideas or something that they wrote or some art they made, they are like, no, it's about this. Like, you know, no, it's because I'm a woman, or no, it's because I'm a this. It's because I'm a this. And it's like impossible to legitimately criticize people because you get accused of criticizing what they are instead of what it was.
Well,
they
like, I'll be like completely honest, like as a nerd, like the whole
Wait, Mike's like, I'll be completely honest because because my condition, I don't have the ability to make it okay for public.
No, but like, I'll be like the whole the Ghostbuster thing has broken me as a nerd. It has made me so embarrassed of like a culture that I feel like I've
like the
been
article
a part
we read earlier today
about fandom and stuff.
Fandom,
but because
fucking great article.
The way that great people story. Are talking about this Ghostbusters movie is the way that they talk about guns. They're gonna take my Ghostbusters, and now it's not mine anymore. And
they do that with any reboot.
Men get so mad when you threaten their toys. Yeah. Anything that they want to play
half of
with.
The Ghostbusters is fucking terrible. Listen. Ghostbusters 2 is a shitty movie.
Right.
We've already had bad Ghostbusters. Yeah. And we lived through it, and it's fine.
Bobby Brown part was good.
I just think it's I think it's kind of like childish and sad when adults think that Hollywood studios owe them something.
You know what?
They're money making enterprises.
That's a common problem across all that.
They think they owe them so much that they think they can predict how the story goes. They can fucking go online and make fucking.
Well, you
want to
know something?
Unreal.
Here's part of the problem too. Also, it's not just. Because this is like I can't stand that shit of like the second guessing by some guy that doesn't do the job.
Yeah,
I do. And by the way, I always did that my whole fucking life. It's not like I remember at one point in college, like Tim Burton sucks now.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
is that what
I've
you
never
should
even
do? That what you should have done,
right?
Is...
But I mean, because I didn't like Planet of the Apes. Kind of, I'm like, oh, he sucks now. A guy who I've never even touched in terms of accomplishments or you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And because that's a spoiled. That's what a spoiled person
it's
does.
Entitlement.
But are so that's that
because there's too much good entertainment. Ghostbusters, it stinks what they did with it because it's. I'm looking at the quotes of like memorable lines, and there's the remake quotes. So they have like, you know, the old one, he's slimy, and then I'm reading the new ones like, okay, let's go. Oh wait, did you want to say it? Oh, ooh, okay.
But that's the quote now. That's the Hollywood new depicting women as.
It's not the woman thing. That's humor. That's the humor now, and that's what sucks is the reboot with that alt bullshit humor. But wait, listen. There is Clapter. Also a trying to. Clamp down. This is not a thing that doesn't really exist. It does exist. There's a clamping down because I'm making this cartoon based on Conan. If you read Conan, they never give that to boys now. And you know those stats of boys don't like to read and all that.
Mm-hmm. You mean Conan the Barbarian?
Yeah, the old ones are right. Fucking amazing.
Conan. Conan's the.
Whatever. The point is, they're wild.
You are a nerd.
They are wildly. But I'm as much a nerd. I mean, I'm a nerd like you do. I'm not going to judge you. But Conan is wildly inappropriate and problematic if you use that kind of terminology. You'd never give it to a boy, but it speaks to everything if you're 12 years old. That's awesome. And it's so well written that it would elevate you to read it. But that's the kind of shit that a feminine influence would clamp down on. So there is a thing to because there's still this mother hen thing, but it's not just women that have it. It's
men.
It's all right have it where they don't. Trust you to make your own choices, that kind of shit, and it's got to be monitored.
Yes.
And part of the reason is because there's something to what you said about there's no black. There is an element of propaganda to shit that dum-dums react to. There is. It doesn't. There's not a thing that does.
The mentality of you can learn from something that's wrong has been erased from our culture because, you know.
Right, you have to go away.
You have to go away. It has to be. You have to present the sterile version of everything instead of being like, this is a fucked up situation. Now learn from it. This is why they're trying to like censor Huckleberry Finn. Let's take out the part that he's with a slave. Let's change history in Texas to make it seem like slaves were indentured interns. They're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah,
like shit was fucked up.
That was fucking
did they really change the term slave though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, I had they apologize.
Wait, say that again, buddy.
Tennessee.
They changed Texas. They changed the terminology in the book. And now there's a fight to turn it back.
Yeah, they changed terminology.
I thought it was to not say nigger. It's actually not say he's a slave?
In one of the textbooks. Wow. One of the textbooks.
Helpers.
Okay.
Now they're being called helpers.
They were called helpers.
Yeah. In one of the textbooks. In a textbook in Texas.
My faithful helper.
In a textbook in Texas, they call the black Africans, they call them workers.
Yes.
His faithful helper.
Workers and helpers.
And they said that some of them like their masters. Some of them enjoy working for their masters.
Remember when Thomas Jefferson gave birth to that helper baby?
Oh, my God.
And there was a children's book that recently got pulled because in the children's book it was a story about a young girl who was a slave helping her dad make a cake for master, and it was like she's like in the picture she's happy to be making a slave cake for her master.
The white man is the devil.
You know what my favorite meal is? I go home and I eat some hamburger slave.
in the book, I think she still didn't have shoes. I believe in the book she still didn't
she
have,
didn't have shoes.
But she's smiling,
she
just
shoes,
cooking in the hot ass master kitchen.
I tell my moon, only make a cake for me, the sun.
And you know what happened? Betty Crocker, old white ass, came and stole the recipe.
Yeah.
My favorite Simpsons character, the dog, Santa's little slave.
Well, I got all this shit.
He's on a tangent. Mike's on a tangent right now.
Yeah. Oh, this is the other thing I've been reading, dude, is all this. This is my favorite thing. I was telling you this when we filled in for Ant, the IQ thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is like, it's like scientific racism they have now. It's called Reese Realism.
Yeah. That's existed for a while.
No, they all think it's
only
it
in
is.
Your house,
it's very
Aaron.
Old. And that's the thing. It's young guys.
I mean, it was debunked a long time ago, and now they're going back to it.
Like, but if you look at the nigga skull,
no, that was just
you can tell.
That was just liberals were too afraid of the truth.
look at the forehead on a nigga skull.
But
you can tell they confused.
Did you know a guy literally said, wait.
Was that your scientist?
Can I tell you something?
That's my southern scientist. It's just a pastor.
I want you to go and feel the bumps on Sherrod's head and see why he can't do this without me.
The nigga ain't got the facilities.
Now, if you'll notice the front cranial part of faithful old Sherrod.
It's oblongato.
I have Sherrod's skull in a box when he dies.
They use fucked up statistics and that shit, man.
But look, there's a thing where you go, it's the average IQs, okay? So let's say IQ is not a culturally biased thing. I'll just say it's not. I'll say it's 100%
accurate. Assume that it's okay.
I just can we just like just for a sec just imagine that this guy who's on the phone is on the phone around a bunch of people and he's only talked once every 20 minutes and they must think he's hearing the saddest conversation right now.
You okay, Hennessy?
No, yeah. All right, I'm
just being berated by my wife. That's what it looks like. I'm just being berated by my wife.
Yeah, listen, just use your regular name, goddammit.
It's just 20 minutes of science. And, no, scientific racism is a thing. What?
Who's your wife?
No,
Rum and Coke?
No, dude, the IQ thing. That IQ thing, dude, makes
you tell Mrs. Rum and Coke, we apologize.
Yeah. I know you haven't visited your daughter, Pina Colada Watson, but she misses you.
IQ, the IQ thing they say, it's you average up all the IQ. So whites are above blacks.
Oh, yeah,
Asians are above us. Remember I was joking where I'm like, Asians are smarter than us? So
tell
like, why shouldn't
at
they
the
take...
top.
Jews, yes. The Jews through their strategic
Jews made the list.
Because they had to read a lot when he was hiding in attics.
They were sneaking out. Yeah. They were sneaking. Their sneaky ways.
You know that was 4 years.
But look, hey, no, look, I'm all right. I want the Jews to have their
the
own.
Moment we were allowed
listen,
to.
I want the Jews to have their own country just away from us. That's all. It's not anything.
Yeah, they got it in the 1950s.
And so the reason the Asians
but
shouldn't
can
rule
they keep
us,
it?
The Asians Asian shouldn't rule us because their dicks are too. Like, look. We have just the right amount of penis size to brain ratio.
Yeah.
We're kind of the porridge. I don't know if you know this about white
people. That's how they fucking...
We are the porridge that's just right, and that's why we have Western civilization.
Not too smart with a small penis.
Yeah.
But not too big penis like a Negro, but too dumb.
Yeah, you got it. We got it white. And so that's why we should, the Western world...
Well, me and Kurt have the occasional porridge problem, if you will.
Yeah, she's got a real porridge problem. So that's the only reason they're not better than us, because their dicks are too small. But we have the exact right amount of dick.
But you know that the scientific intelligence thing also lends itself to how black people are treated in the medical field, because you know for some reason there's this myth that black people have a higher pain tolerance, so when you go into an emergency room you say, oh, I got stabbed,
should I stop stabbing Sherrod? He doesn't like it.
Fine.
I like it.
You'll be
told
okay.
You it hurt.
No, either.
Told you it was hurting me.
We even learned that in black
I thought
history.
Your thick elephant like hide protected you.
No,
are you
no.
saying
I said stop stabbing me, Kurt, and you said no.
We learned that in February. It's like, all right, you go.
I was like, it doesn't hurt.
You cure cancer, here's some peanuts, knock yourself.
I honestly thought Sherrod was like Stimpy this whole time, permanent Stimpy, and doesn't feel it. Well, yeah, so we were talking about the last show, about the testosterone. Mm-hmm. That's why they're so aggressive, these blends.
Oh, these are all
like
lies.
Animal stuff. Yeah, we know it's fucking bullshit.
So anyway, the IQ thing, let's say it is true, though, right? Let's say on average, the
yeah,
whites
but that
are
IQ
was seven.
The white man standard.
Well, let's say it's seven IQ points higher or whatever it is.
Yeah.
This is what I understand how averaging makes, like, so I'm building my nation with this IQ information. Like, why would I just not take all the high IQ people? Like, it's not like, let's say I'm the stupid one and Mike is the smart one, which you probably were saying before I got here. I'm not like suddenly smarter because he's smart.
Right.
If you average us together,
right? Yeah. That's
not why
would
you take
work.
The smarter part? Like, so it's like, what do you get by averaging this out by race? It's not uplifting the dumb whites. What, you would rather have them than the genius guy who's another color? I don't understand that.
And don't
because,
add up.
Because
well, it's because you can't understand.
Control.
You can't understand my white culture.
No, that's because they
because
are controlling
blackness.
The narrative. What's going to make them look good? It's making white people look smarter.
But that's the lefties have the same thing. Yeah. You can't understand our black cultural needs because of your white. It's such fucking. We got it. And by the way, the guys that say that, they always envision where they're going to be in the new system. This new system they're making.
Can somebody?
They're
going to
be on top with the little clipboards.
What is a white cultural need? What the fuck do you guys need?
Artisan maybe
mayonnaise.
Turning our damn music down.
Artisan man.
Not being so goddamn loud. Oh, every time the show opens and Sherrod's dancing and singing to that song,
it offends
it makes
your
me
white
so angry.
That's right.
He looks so happy, and I hate it.
What can I do to destroy this?
Oh
happiness?
My god, I hate.
Where
it.
Is as it coming from?
Probably thinking about his filthy, dusky penis and where he'd like to put it somewhere
person.
Fair.
It's
and
the
soft.
Grammar. It's the grammar that upsets me as it's a white person. The grammar of the song.
Oh yeah.
We are them. Boys.
Oh, you love those lyrics,
yeah.
Don't you?
You only like the lyrics if it's on Broadway in Hamilton.
Yeah. They have to. It has to be.
I will say that I was at work with Sherrod today and he was blasting Dave Matthews Band and singing, and it's the first time I knew that three of the members of the group were black.
Did you ask him to stop culturally appropriating my culture?
I tweeted
my culture.
I said I'm blasting Dave Matthews and keep
please,
the writing team on his toes.
By the way, just put
they
it out there.
I don't know who I am.
Just,
how can we write for him?
Aaron, get this message to the young kids reading these articles. No one ever thought white people with dreads was cool. We were not accepted accepting them?
No.
Right. Yeah. I have a friend that's going to California for like a month, and she's like taking a sabbatical and said, I'm just going to go, you know, kind of, I don't have a plan. And I was like, you are going to get dreads.
Lose that friend.
Like, yeah. Someone is going to.
I think it's going to be worse than that. I think it's going to be that Caribbean three braids.
I don't mind when white girls get dreads, because that means black dick is right there around the corner somewhere, right?
Well, how do you make those dreads with white hair? Answer me that. Jisms.
Dirt.
Jisms. Good old Dirt and Jisms.
Yeah.
It's just dirty.
That's my rap
hair.
Group, Dirt and Jisms. We had two albums.
Oh, this
morning.
Is
morning. There we go. Steve trying to read them. He's rolling. Never changes a thing.
Go ahead, Chad. Now get your saxophone.
The week begins. She thinks he visits his mommy.
Nope.
Whatever is thinking, but never say it.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Sherrod's
and
the guy.
These crimes I just realized now. Goes deeper.
Good god.
What crimes are you talking about? What crimes, though?
All right, Jesus, put
so
on.
The crimes are not talking to each other on the street.
I just realized.
Listen to the lyrics. You trying to catch me?
Do you know who Sherrod is? I just realized. I didn't realize until just now. He's the guy that when you call him Hootie from Hootie and the Blowfish, it's Darius Rucker.
Yes. Yes, it is Darius Rucker, and he has an excellent country music song right now, and I enjoy him. He also had a show about him and his ex-wife on MTV back in the day.
Dude, I remember. I listened. He came out with a soul album before the country album.
Yeah.
And
we said
God.
No. We like, said he, no he
tried,
as a people.
He tried the black way, and he's like, oh, this isn't going to work.
Definitely
not. The street spoke.
The street spoke, and the barbershop said no.
He's got an amazing voice.
Great voice.
Do we got to do a break real quick?
Yeah, it's break time.
Because I think Shay's going to be coming up in a moment.
Mike Shay's coming. Yeah, Mike Shay. Shay, but let white people.
He'd be a pretzel
Shay.
Rod.
Yeah, let white people.
His name is Michael Che. Yeah.
He called me Sherrard.
Well, I think it's pronounced Shay. It's actually pronounced Shay Guevara, not Che.
Shay Guevara.
Hey, Sherrard. Yes, Kurt.
It's pronounced Shay, but all right. Well, listen.
No, you said it right. Go ahead.
Shay, me and my friend Michael Che had some moe. That's how you say it. It's pronounced moe.
Well, we got Mike Lawrence here. We got Chloe Hilliard.
Hilliard. Yeah.
Who trolled you again? You're a Hotep. It's wait.
Where are
the
people from though?
Hoteps. Koi's. What's the other black word? And what?
Hilliard.
What if you're a right wing black guy? What would you be called?
No. If you're a right wing black guy, you're going to get called Hotep because they're the more conservative people. Like they're the ones who are.
But they're black conservative.
Yeah. Mike's trying to find. Yeah, the
studio. That's a black conservative. You know, yeah. That's more of the Louis Farrakhan.
The word Hotep means something in like the ancient Egyptian language.
It
means peace.
From Imhotep.
Yeah, it's Imhotep.
That's the mummy. That's the mummy in fucking the mummy movie.
Hotep is like part of like a lot of pharaoh names. It just means peace of, and then the other part of the name.
Yeah. Current name is Hotep shit.
The time of romance of pharaoh.
Are we going to commercial break
right
now?
Yeah, Mike's walking in now. We're going to take a quick break.
So we'll
be right back.
We'll do some Mike Shay times.
Yeah, Race Wars.
Race Wars will be back after this.
Hello, podcast listener. This is Jared Freed from the J Train Podcast. Every Tuesday and Friday, we take emails from college students and postgrads about everything from relationships to nonsense. No question is too small. We answer it in a funny and frank and honest way. Find new and archived episodes of the J Train Podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and tune in. Check us out!
Hey guys, this is Chris, one of the producers here at Stand Up New York Labs, and I'm telling you to go check out our Instagram page, at Stand Up NY Labs. We're having a great time taking pictures of all the comics that come into the studio, recording podcasts, all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. You're missing out if you're not following us. You can see pictures of Jared Freed, Mark Norman, Joe List, Kurt Metzger. Who doesn't need more pictures of Kurt Metzger in their life? Go check out our Instagram page, at Stand Up NY Labs. You're going to love it.
We got Mike Che here, huh?
Hello, how are you?
In the building.
Yeah. What do you want? You want to do news and Che? Che does a news
barely.
Job.
That's right.
I will say, Che does all the jokes I like.
He always nails a good joke on it, that son of a bitch.
But I didn't know you wrote him, dude. Like, that one I love, that gun one, is my favorite about him.
Oh, yeah, you talked about that a couple times.
It's my favorite, dude. If only he'd had a gun, the grandkid that shot his grandmother. If only grandmother had a gun, it wouldn't have happened. It's the greatest.
All right, let's get into the news.
All right, so we'll go.
Here with the stories and headlines that really matter.
It's Race Wars News with Erin Gloria Ryan. Go on and read that news, girl, with your fine ass.
That guy sounds so official. Like, who is that?
Yeah, but he leers a little at the end.
Yeah,
too. He's like, yeah. Fine ass.
He was looking at that. Show him the picture when we tape that.
The first thing I want to talk about is that gorilla in Cincinnati.
Tone down the racism.
It was a boy.
A 3-year-old gorilla. No, there was a gorilla in the Cincinnati Zoo. A little boy got into the gorilla exhibit. Right.
How is
the
that gorilla, even possible anymore?
Well, it's...
I mean, a zoo. Why, who's still debate. Doing that?
So the boy gets in. The gorilla's dragging the kid around. And eventually...
The footage is chilling. The footage...
Yeah, they were just playing it on CNN. What do you mean? Now.
When he grabbed the little boy's foot and they went like behind the bushes and then they popped up all the way on the other side, that was all dragging.
Wow.
And it was fast. Mode.
Not exactly Coco with the kitten, huh?
Oh, no.
He got a concussion.
Who, the kid?
Yeah.
That's it?
NFL.
He's doing fine.
Yeah.
Now. But so the gorilla dragged him around. Some zoo officials came and they shot the gorilla.
And that gorilla's name?
What's that? How do you find out if a 4-year-old's had a concussion? Or 3-year-old?
He tries to murder you in your sleep?
Like, he's reading at a 1-year-old level.
Yeah, they suddenly want to play.
And that gorilla's name was Ray Rice.
Just a little kid going, tell the truth.
Come on. I'm out of here.
Come on.
I'm done.
So,
first of all, how does a kid get into the gorilla?
Well, this story gets racist real quick.
Oh, yeah, they killed the parents.
So, yeah.
First, I was like, why the fuck? Where the parents with this kid? Yeah. Why, black kid?
Hold on, why is
I was like,
story,
shoot the gorilla.
Oh, why is it racist? Trying to add racism to it.
It was a black family.
Yeah.
And reports of eyewitnesses on the scene were that the woman was with other... She was trying to take care of her other kids. She had more than, like, a few other kids.
That whore!
She has four kids in total.
And the kid apparently asked... He was like, I want to go in the moat. And she's like, you are not going in there. And then she turned and got distracted by her other kids. And then the kid just jumped in.
Kids! Yeah. She has more kids than there are gorillas left. Well...
It was sort of like that, Mike. That was sort of a lot of the online comments were along those lines.
Oh, people delight in a chance to say the worst shit in the world.
Yeah. So
I mean, you got to shoot the gorilla,
the Daily Mail,
that's sad.
They could have tranquilized him, people were saying. But
so the kid jumped in.
Yeah, you could.
The kid was in there. But initially, the gorilla.
How can a 4-year-old get in?
Well, the thing is, anybody can get into any of these cages or environments. So it's happened in the past where a child has gotten in, or a toddler, or a teenager, or an adult has gotten in. But in this case, which is why it's gone racist, is that they're attacking the parents where they haven't. They've named the parents. First of all, they've named the parents. They looked into the father's
criminal record, criminal history.
They're trying to investigate the parents instead of investigating how they can improve safety. So it is racist because everybody's trying to make it seem
situation.
Like
it's not an instead situation. There are certain news outlets that are focusing on the parents, but the zoo itself is investigating how the kid got in. They're looking at security footage.
Why would you focus on, like, why would anybody focus on, like, one aspect? That's what I'm saying. Like, how is there, like, a political thing
people,
to this?
Because what, people want to say that here's a black family who has too many kids, and they try to attach it to the whole
about
stigma
the dude?
Of,
remember,
like,
the guy? The it was, like, some hippie kid. He was a white guy, and he thought the chimpanzees were talking to him or whatever, and they fucking ripped his balls off.
So nobody asked what his father did for a living.
Well, chimpanzee was saying, come here, I want to rip your balls off.
Nobody brought up what his parents did for a living.
No.
But the problem is it's that either-or mentality now, like, that you can't be sad that the gorilla's dead and also happy that the child is alive. Like, that you have to have one emotion or none. Like,
it is possible that maybe she wasn't paying attention, but, like, parents don't pay attention to their kids for 5 seconds all the time. Yeah. It happens.
It shouldn't be access to the gorilla.
My mom
moat.
Left my brother at the store one time. We were walking out, and we should be all this shit. We're like, why are we forgetting something? Remember, my brother, he was sitting in the fucking...
We'll go back tomorrow.
Yeah, like, a couple days we got him. It was cool, but we were already partway home.
Yeah.
We were going to the zoo.
He's like, I ate Pringles till y'all came back. Like an idiot.
And my mom smoked while she was pregnant with me. I mean, these things happen.
Well, you grew up in Florida. So.
In Florida, you're raised in
a
gorilla cage.
They give you cigarettes while you're in labor in Florida.
My best friend was named Harambee.
Well, here's another detail of the story that's not getting super widely reported.
The little boy was
I'm
high.
Shocked at that racist angle. Like, I thought my Ray Rice thing would be the way they went, and they went with...
You can't give racist white people a story that has black kid and a gorilla and not expect for it to go left.
You can't give that to me either.
Yeah, but listen, I expect that just out of, like, sheer, like, whatever, joking, but, like... That sounds like they made it like a thing. Like, you see, like, I would think they just make the obvious fucking gorilla jokes. They went for like this weird, do you see how this society, their society is?
Obama's America.
Like, they didn't just take the fun racist joke. It was a weird one.
I wish white people would just make a list of animals that we're supposed to give a fuck about.
Oh, yeah.
And a list that we don't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
Then we could know who to fuck with and who not to fuck with.
Yeah.
Like, what if that kid fell in a train station and there was a big ass rat on him? What people be like, whoa, wait a minute, don't kill that rat. That's a nice rat.
But who cares about the fucking rat?
Jay, it's called the endangered species list. It does exist.
Who cares? Who cares about what do you mean endangered? if it's so endangered, why is it in a zoo?
Because they'll fucking die if you don't preserve them.
No.
Why?
They live fine without us.
Zoos are shitty. The fact that people still go to zoos is ridiculous.
The Bronx Zoo is
endangered
a tremendous
species.
But without us.
Species die. That's what happens to fucking species. They die.
It's not like we see jungle
gorilla burgers. The parents acted classy in the aftermath of this.
98% of all species that lived on Earth are dead.
Yeah, why do you give a fuck about
that? And nothing to do with us. Most of them have nothing to do with humans.
I killed the bee. They're in danger.
Right. I think just the ones we killed are the ones that are
I'm just saying. Do you think a silverback gorilla wants to be in fucking Cincinnati?
Fuck no.
It's some good pussy in Cincinnati.
I don't think he wants to get chopped up for like bushmeat either.
No,
you know?
He'll take his chances.
Plus, the hands.
Listen, if a couple of gorillas
club is go bananas.
Whose first choice is a gorilla?
I would. Hey, I'm not from where they
eaten by endangered bush niggas.
That's you putting your Western mentality on it. That's
I watched
being
the
like,
thing about
no,
it.
No, what I'm saying is that's you being like, why would people who live in a jungle want to eat monkeys? Because that's their
I didn't
fucking
say that.
Meat.
He did.
I'm
Mike
just saying,
said.
We're trying to Westernize it.
I said they want
to
eat
when
it.
You can't drive to a Checkers, motherfucker.
Fuck that gorilla. Fuck them tigers.
But this is, by the way, well, that's what, remember Cecil the Lion? I remember that African guy.
Oh, lion,
that was the funniest shit because
it was okay to get mad at that guy because he was a dipshit dentist from Minnesota. He embodied everything that you're like, oh, this is this like white fucking guy.
But to you, but not to the black, guy, they're like, we hate lions and we love dentists. And so he's like a superhero to us.
Yeah, because he paid like $60,000. So they only got mad because he killed like the poster child of the lions.
And he lured it.
But Africans, they don't love lions like that.
He killed them illegally.
Yeah, he killed them illegally.
I'm thinking what the guy said. The Kenyan or whatever.
They're mad because he
eating
shot
cheeseburgers
the wrong one.
Talking about save the gorillas.
Yeah,
it's like it's you want like the deadly animals you want to save. You don't live around them. like,
exactly,
they're in a zoo. But the animal thing. Listen, the animal thing. I was gonna say because all that alt-right shit I read. They always follow these guys that teach you how to be a man, and it's always by getting in touch with like a certain animal. Like that's what they meant by white people animals. Like Nick Head was like the way of the lion that he made up. Like
this guy wrote
a thing called the gorilla mindset. So these are the same people who are like, we need a separate state because black people are too much like gorillas. Then they have a book to teach them to be a man called the gorilla mindset. Like, are you into that or not?
So it's saying that black men are too manly, and then how's how to be a man?
It's an insecurity thing. Yeah, all those guys are so insecure about their goddamn masculinity. That's why they love Fight Club to the degree they love
it. That's why people love Fight Club.
Well, so why is it that white men are obsessed with black men's dicks?
Well, because white women are. What the fuck are you talking about?
But that's a fear.
I mean, in so many words, it's a fear of the Negro stole our dates. That's what it is.
I think that was
the white dudes are like this. What is this bitch keep talking about? Let me see what this tastes like.
I think that was in the cage of black dicks, and we had to shoot the innocent black dicks because he was being batted around.
There was a black dick just playing with a toy gun, and we shot it. Dead.
I like to think that was a racist smear campaign that went terribly wrong. And you know those niggas got big dumb dicks. What's that last thing? You know, big retarded dicks.
You sacrifice too much for dick size.
Big dick will rip your family apart.
And then it got out and it stuck.
That's one of the reasons I love the Kardashians. That Kim.
I like
she
the
really helped put, because Black Dick was already out there, you know, making his name for itself. But that family really gave us a boost.
No, yeah, it really did.
When it came into fucking other
you know, it's funny. They as a whole, if you include the lawyer father, that whole family did a lot to rehab the image of Black Dick after OJ. I must say,
they did their part.
They defended OJ.
I think that's why they don't like him. If Kim Kardashian only dated white dudes, blonde white dudes, they would love her.
Well, Paris Hilton wasn't dating black guys. I don't think people liked her like that, did they?
I think they only respected her a little bit.
But there was a different America.
It was different.
I remember people liking Nicole Richie and thinking she was like the classier one, and thinking Paris Hilton was a dumb slag.
Yeah.
And then
that's when it swapped.
Well, because this is the thing, people didn't realize that the Kardashians came from as much money as they did until they were already on television, whereas everybody knew that Paris Hilton was an heiress. So that's not tangible. If you're in the middle of America, you can't aspire to be an heiress. It's
who
never
the fuck watches, like, I've never, and maybe I'm just out of touch, I never wanted to watch people richer than me just doing rich things.
What are you talking about?
Do you not turn the TV on ever?
I don't like that. I want to watch like Game of Thrones shit.
They
like,
make more money than you can.
Of course.
It's called the American
Dream. More I mean, money the than characters
you can
in
make
the
more
back
money.
Of the day.
Yeah.
Kurt, you mean to tell me, Kurt, you never
Two cows
stumbled?
And a sheep, niggas.
The Caitlyn Jenner show is just her like confronting people and being like, why don't you accept me for what I am?
Yeah,
like,
I can't
it's
get into
terrible.
That. But you mean to tell me nobody, everybody here has stumbled across an episode of Super Sweet 16 or Cribs?
Well, that's different. That is explicitly designed for you to be like, fuck these people.
No.
Yeah, I don't mind if you got more money. Like, you just can't be happy.
I understand.
You got to make a lot of money and be real sad about Haiti or something. You need some kind of cause.
You have to imagine all the scenarios that they'll be less happy than they are during the episode. Like, maybe she'll get pregnant. That guy likes her.
No, you got to be more miserable than that.
Yeah, I wish he'd on him.
Pregnant?
Yeah, you need to be real. Like,
it was
a kid by accident.
It was one episode when Kim and Chloe and the other one, they were in a Jeep. Mm-hmm. And it was in the snow, and they slid out of control.
Yes.
I was wishing death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I swear to God, after the commercial break to see the death.
I love that you think they would show that unadvertised. They're just sneaking that in there.
Yeah. Oh, no.
The death of the Kardashians.
Everything about them will be on TV.
I want to see Lamar Odom palm her big head like a basketball.
imagine the amazing funeral, though. I bet the funeral would be like the most big budget funeral.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. But see, you just, like Shirai, you said that the Kardashians have done so much for black. They've actually ruined every black man's life that they've kind of gotten involved
not
with. Kanye's batshit crazy.
And rich.
Lamar started doing crack after he got married.
Still
he wasn't
rich.
Doing crack before he got
mean,
married.
Started
sure he
doing
was.
Crack.
Yeah,
nobody starts at 35. Who starts smoking crack at 35 years old?
Just him.
Some people
you
found out he was doing crack after he left the Kardashians.
You think that during their courtship he was off puffing crack on the low?
Hell yeah. 100% I do.
He was in Sisterhood of the Traveling Crack.
It got out of hand later.
Ray J career is in the toilet.
Oh, he was so talented. Yeah. Ray J has, what did he have besides fucking her one time?
Whoa. He had Moesha. He had the Shaq movie. The Shaq movie.
He just,
he had an up and coming hip hop
movie.
Well,
who'd you say who had an up and coming hip hop?
Wait, you gotta get on the mic, K-Bar, goddammit.
He's losing control.
You sound like an old man in a barbershop yelling at us. That boy didn't know nothing about no money.
It just sounds like an angry black ghost.
Yeah.
I can't hear myself.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we can hear you.
What? The mic is open.
Is the mic open?
The mic's on. Yes, we hear you.
Yeah, we hear you. Oh, I can barely hear myself.
Now he ain't got shit to say.
No. But Ray J's not even a hip hop artist. What are you talking about?
No, he's not hip hop.
But he made her famous.
Who did?
Yeah, but you Ray said J's he had tape. A career.
Yeah,
what
but
career?
Now.
The
but
man is never the focus of a sex tape ever.
But what I'm saying is
no, never.
It's not him making
her famous.
Ray J's career has blown up since the tape. He has shows that are his shows.
No.
Prior to the tape,
he produced some shows
where his sister was the star.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that.
What I'm saying is that the level of success that Kim Kardashian got after her sex tape with Ray J did nothing for him. He was a star, and we didn't know
he
who the hell she was.
He wasn't a star.
Wait,
his sister
The wait, reason okay, why, listen, everybody calm down.
The reason why
it's turned into a black church fight.
he was as big of a musician as JonBenet was a beauty pageant celebrity. Scandal is what made
the that. Reason why you watch that tape is because Ray J had a sex tape. You didn't know who Kim Kardashian was.
What are you talking
was.
About?
No, no, no,
no, you think I tuned in to see Ray J?
We knew about that ass.
I was more like, yo, you seen that bad bitch Ray J fucking?
Ray J, it was like, who's that bad bitch that Ray J is fucking?
Yeah, but it wasn't no Ray J. I wasn't watching Ray J. Look at Ray J. Go.
That's why you watched the tape. Ray J and his dick.
Sean, remember that? I go, yo, pause this Ray J part.
Ray J has actually come up.
Yo, rewind the Ray J part.
He's come up. No, no, no.
Ray Y'all gonna give Shelby a fucking heart attack. Everybody calm down.
Ray J never had any show by himself before the tape.
Okay, thank you, K-Bar.
What about you know, was co-star on his sister's show.
What about Ray J. Johnson?
The starter about the gorilla.
You can call me Ray.
Yeah, we just started talking about a gorilla.
Let's talk about that gorilla.
Are we still on the news?
Wait, I want to know about these shorts.
There's
get
more
to the
news.
Shorts, yeah.
There's a woman was kicked off an airplane for wearing short for reportedly wearing shorts that were too short. It was a JetBlue flight from Boston
What is the woman's
to Seattle.
Name?
A Ray J conversation should never get that heated for.
The woman is a burlesque dancer who only has given her stage name to the media, and her stage name is Maggie McMuffin.
Yes.
That's how bad burlesque dancers suck on every level.
Maggie Stop! Too. I got burlesque friends, and
no,
they're great
terrible.
People.
They're terrible. Yeah.
Burlesque, come on.
I'm an ironic stripper. Just shut up.
Let me tell you something. Burlesque dancers.
This fake stripper's going through a real problem.
You can't even call yourself a stripper name?
Costume and moves. No, this is the thing. Burlesque dancers are lazy chicks who don't have the upper body strength to work the pole.
Oh.
So they just
challenge. Wait, that sounds like a challenge to me.
Oh, I don't care.
Karen, do you hear what
that
she said
like
about
a challenge.
She's stuffing McMuffin right
well,
now.
Well, so anyway, McMuffin with her like limited upper body
I like the picture. We'll put it up on a Facebook page.
Up.
She's got striped underwear on.
She has no muscle definition at all and no ass.
Is it
so what? I show my dick in there. So what?
You will put your dick in a hole.
Yeah, I would. You can't get thrown off a plane for having no ass. You can't get thrown off a plane for having short shorts.
Okay, the shorts don't look crazy short than anything I've ever seen on a plane, but were they like sheer or something and I can't make
they're
it out of the picture?
They're like bloomers. They
no,
like
you
bloomers.
Know what it is? It's not just the underwear. It's the sock combo.
Yeah. It really
the socks makes it like, okay, this is a fuck situation.
Well,
you're exactly right, Sherrod. Yeah. I think you're exactly right. Because like, you're just as
it's
a
the socks.
Anecdata, when I go running in the summer, I you wear like running shorts that are that
you do.
Small.
Right.
And if I wear like, I have like knee-high like
where you be running where you be running at
no but it looks
it sexualizes
it. I get like yelled at
from
when
the socks
when I do that and it's the socks when I wear it's like apologize. Nobody cares.
I don't apologize
where you be
I'm
running
every, where you be running at
my thing, you know, is she's wearing a sweater with these
a tiger
like, with the tiger on the front a hat
if she was fucking Ray J it'd be okay
but this is what I think it is. It's that she lives in Seattle, and then when she leaves Seattle, the Seattle laws don't apply. Like Seattle, you know, like Maggie McMuffin is her Seattle name, not just her state.
It's not a Boston name, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So then she goes somewhere else, and they're like, "You can't be Seattle right now."
Yeah.
And that's the real.
You have
issue.
To be Catherine
Those shorts
O'Sullivan
are pretty
right
short.
Now.
I'll be honest with you.
No, well, Maggie how do they McMuffin. Govern it? It's like how much, ma'am? The pilot's all boned up. You're gonna have to exit. Yeah. The
if he,
if
he
your
was
lip is touching the seat, then maybe.
I think the thing that's confusing to me
tucking
is
your
that
dominant lip, ma'am.
How can you
put a blanket on it?
How can you wear this on a plane? It's so cold on an airplane. How can you wear?
You know why? Because they give us blankets. Yeah. So she's just gonna cover her snatch with a nice Delta blanket or JetBlue blanket.
I can jerk off to that whole
JetBlue
sentence. Listen,
doesn't give you blankets if you're not in first class.
If she didn't have the socks on, though,
no
it would be
first
no case.
Listen, JetBlue,
no,
it's Tommy
first
Airlines.
I'm not wrong. I am not wrong about there being a dominant lip. Am I? No, which?
No.
There's always one lip longer than the other.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. What? You don't ever Evenzler your own vagina with a
my
mirror?
Pussy lips.
Well, pull them out.
Yeah, we check them out.
Wait, girls don't measure their pussy lips?
Hell no. Most women actually don't even look at their vagina, surprisingly.
You don't play
you gross bitches.
I
look at your snatch.
Do you just close your eyes and hope it heals on its own without any
You just ask the universe to heal your
Wolverine.
Pussy.
I roll a little blood
hurt every time.
You just believe in yourself.
I said that to Keith and the girl one time. That dude, he's like, put some Neosporin on it.
No, but, shoot. Most women really don't look at them. Most women don't know what their vaginas look like.
That's amazing.
And then they get mad at us for not putting our face in it. You uppity bitches.
Yeah, it's true.
Take a peek down here at this mess.
Oh, yeah. Let me put a toilet seat around my neck and I'll tell you.
That's an old hacky black joke. It was what? A black comic who at his closing.
Was his name Hennessy Williams?
He pulled out the tissue paper. Hennessy Williams.
He called in to tell us about black Twitter trolling because I thought only white guys did.
Hennessy Williams is a perfect name.
Yeah, it's a great name.
His real name.
That's a great name.
Damn, that is perfect.
It's but what was his real name? Ataturk Lecter.
Artis
is better.
Yeah. Hennessy Williams is the Maggie McMuffin of black names.
Burlesque dancers and black comedians all have to have a stage thing.
They have to have a gimmick.
Who said I can't get on with my parrot?
You can only perform if you sound like you've been at Charles Xavier's School for the Gifted.
Okay, so,
you know how tough it is for Hennessy Williams having to follow Colossus and Nightcrawler?
He's a nice young man.
So one more thing about this lady's short shorts.
I want to do say, if she didn't have the socks on, though, it'd just be like she got a loaded pamper on. It's just like a pamper.
It doesn't look good.
Loaded like a potato skin.
You're right. It does kind of look. But do you think it was slut shaming for them to kick her off?
No.
Oh,
no,
God.
I will say, you think if a man wore this, they would kick him off?
Yes.
I don't think
so. I would personally kick him off.
Get Tommy off this plane.
I'll be like this. Look, Modi, I'll meet you in L.A.
You know, there's an extent where you're like, you should be fucking ashamed. What are you doing dressing like that? Get on a plane. Yeah, whore.
But this is the thing when it comes to women. There's never a right way.
How do you shame someone?
Because you have women. All right, you have a woman like this. Who's
slapping the nose with a newspaper?
No.
That's a better point. She had no shame.
Yeah.
She didn't looked have up any. And slime fell down on her.
But see, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. She has on these little panties, and so she gets kicked off. And then you have a woman who's wearing a burqa. She gets kicked off, too. So what is, like...
Well, that's a different reason. I don't. She's ticking. Is that true? That's why.
It's like, can't you bitches find a middle ground?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of burkas. I've seen a lot of burkas get on the plane just fine. Where I got searched, and I go, did you not just see this bitch in a burka walk by?
No.
Are you crazy?
If burlesque dancers caused 9/11, we would have way less compunction about going in and invading.
Yeah.
Compunction.
I don't think we had a lot of compunction.
What's your function?
That's a new one. Compunction.
One more news story.
I want to shame her for being named Maggie McMuffin.
On this one.
Some people need shame.
Her pie sausage and egg were never reached for comment.
Sausage and egg.
Hey.
Go ahead, Aaron.
He wanted to get that joke, America's, and I knew it. I know. America is gayer than ever.
No, how so?
A new study published Wednesday in the Archives of Sexual Behavior.
In Revelations?
Yes, in the Book of Revelations. So I found that adult men reported having sex with at least one man increased from 4.5% in the early 1990s to 8.2% in the early 2010s.
I don't know. That DL is a hell of a fucking...
The percentage of adult women who admitted to having sex with at least one woman increased from 3.6%
I was behind half of that. Girls going down on girls? Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
That's
weird. The charade factor.
Get down there.
In the study.
Show her you like her.
Hey, have you ever seen yours?
Is it true those numbers have gone up 1.3?
Yes, it's true. I did between the year 1990 and the year 2010. Yeah. But it was 3.1% in the 90s to 7.7% now. So people are admitting to gay behavior more than they.
So you think it's happening more? Or people just talking about it more?
I think they're just
more?
Coming out more. It's a safer environment to be themselves. But it's a the study. Like,
I think more people are taking surveys now.
Taking
surveys the hard way.
You gotta realize something. There was a time in this country where people, grown adults who were married, used to go to key parties.
Last week.
Yeah.
So, like, there was a big swinger.
What time?
No, I'm just saying there was a big swinger movement in suburban America that still happens, and people just don't talk about it. So, you were acting like all of a sudden when you admit to something in a survey that it's new information.
You ever been with a girl, Chloe?
Yes.
There we go. Now we talking, motherfucker. Now, who was she? How spread did she get?
No.
What it tastes like?
What kind of girl?
When are we going back to it?
Her name was Megan McGriddle.
Was she, is it college? Where was this?
It was right after college.
Right after college.
Yeah.
Black girl, white girl, what?
Black.
Don't say it like that, racist snatch.
Whoa.
Like your tongue is racist, but you can't lick a fucking white girl's...
I haven't been in the situation where I was in that, you know...
Okay, what kind of girl? Did she look like Lil Wayne at all?
I don't remember, such a long time ago.
But get the fuck out of here. You remember. You don't remember a girl licking your pussy.
No, I remember. I'm just not going to tell you.
Yeah, you will.
No.
Yeah, you will tell me. You're going to tell me every detail.
Listen, I feel like... I feel like you should explore your sexuality. And that's what happens. Most women end up...
That's the gayest shit I ever heard in my life.
Don't ever tell no man no thing like that in your life.
That's because men
you
have this ego.
You know what? You explore it.
You know what it is? You only got one. Once you cross over, there's no coming back.
I'm like, whose voice is
it? Oh, my God. K-Bar. Like, K-Bar is so old school. K-Bar, I'm not convinced you weren't alive during Roots when you said that. Well, don't go crossing that line.
Dude, every time you talk, it sounds like you're talking through a cup that's connected to another cup.
You talk like you got a dirty Bible in your other hand.
Let's take a survey of the women in this room. I raise your hand if you've been with another woman.
No.
Why'd you say it like that?
Well, but you were there. She didn't, my hand's up. You didn't do nothing gay.
Some people at home, my hand's up.
Okay. Wait, what?
So out of the
I've been with other women.
Out of the three women in this room, two have raised our hands, and one has not.
All three of y'all been with women?
She said she has.
No, but you let Karen's been with women. You
nigga.
Let a couple of them
lick on her stuff. Yeah,
I dated a guy once.
So then that means all three guys.
Oh, there we go. Now that's the story.
Wait, what?
Mike, what?
Yeah, I dated a guy once.
Who was it? Mark Norman? He's coming back.
No, a guy, not a piece of human fog.
In Florida. In Florida.
In Florida, yeah. His name was Matthew. We dated for about
a month. Was that the dude, your friend, who you saw jerking, you watched him jerking off?
Oh, that's a different guy.
And what did you learn from that experience, Mike? Who You're now happily married to a woman. What did you learn
It's hard getting jizz out of a beard. I bet that's more.
I learned it's really
jizz to beer ratio. Yeah. Beard.
No, but you want it. That's how you remember it. That's how you know it wasn't a dream.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Why is my beard so moist?
No, his name was Matthew.
Chipping jizz out of his beard.
I broke
it was like chipping glue off your hand.
Just cut it with scissors.
I broke up with him in the worst way possible. I broke up with him after meeting his family on Thanksgiving. And he gave me the worst hand job ever. And I was just like, I can't do
this. Or as his family calls it, the best way possible.
What was so bad about the hand job? He had his catcher's mitt on when he did it?
It was like,
slide home! Slide!
Fuck up a hand job. Jesus Christ.
As a man.
I'm not, what the fuck? Does he have a dick? How did he not know?
Hey, wait, Mike, tell me, was it like this?
I figure that's why you get into it. Like, they're going to know it.
Was it the first? That was your first hand job from a dude?
Yeah.
My thing is, how did you meet his family at Thanksgiving and you didn't have a hand job from him first? You won't really pass
for a few weeks.
Did he go? Yeah.
That's really intense.
Mother, Opa, Oma, this is Mike Lawrence. I'm going to give him a hand job and hopefully, fingers crossed.
No, he was like, I think.
What happened to you and that nice bearded boy?
Yeah.
Well, Ma.
He couldn't give you a good hand job. He was tired from all that turkey.
He didn't enjoy it.
First off, I wasn't always like this. I've become this over time.
I call it.
So you was more twinkish.
No, was it some twinking, Mike? I was born unbearded. The beard.
Unbearded, smaller waist.
Mike is no different from any Afghan man with the same beard.
The same experiences in life.
But no, so.
Also, you can't judge a person by their hand job. I mean, who the fuck wants a hand job?
No, I can.
You settle for a hand job. You don't ask for a hand job.
You just judge people saying that men can't be explorers.
I hate hand jobs.
We don't even call it hand jobs. We call it an old fashioned. And I love it. I love an old fashioned.
What do you do? You got to make too much eye contact. You got to make small talk.
Oh, I never let a bitch look me in my eyes. Look away. The floor.
Went to see The Incredibles, and he was making out, and I genuinely just wanted to see that movie. So that was another struggle.
Oh, y'all went to see The Incredibles animation movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And y'all was making out in the theater?
Yeah.
That is real shit.
He tried, and I pushed off.
That's why I didn't watch that movie.
Yeah.
Because you knew somewhere.
I knew somewhere. It was a bad hand job.
What's your least favorite part of The Incredibles? The hand job that happens off screen. The begrudging hand job.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's fucking great.
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing, Mike.
So what made you think that you
know... America really is getting gayer.
So you don't like dudes anymore, though?
Not, I mean...
Well, when you saw me the first time, he was like, damn, Sherrod, he must be working out.
Nobody wants to fuck you.
I just want to get, everybody wants to fuck
nobody
everybody.
Nobody wants to fuck
I never had a problem getting laid.
I know you don't because you drug them.
No, because I rape. I don't drug. I don't use my drugs on others.
He makes you look in his eyes.
I drug me and then I rape them.
The first day of work with Sherrod, I was like, I'm never going to do this. I'm like, oh, it's Guild? Okay.
There you go. I got him in a Guild.
This is for self-insurance.
I'm like, welcome to the union, pushing his head down to my lap.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. When I moved to New York, I said I was bisexual. I did jokes about being bisexual on stage, and I stopped doing that when I saw like how tough it was for comics to be openly gay, and I was like, this is too fucking easy for me. I can turn it off and on. They can't.
Yeah. I'm not, you talk about Harrison. You know what? Fuck this room. You know what? K-Ball, scream something in the mic.
I want no parts of that statement.
I called him Fagricadabra in a roast battle.
Listen, I had one. He's great. I love Harrison and Dab. I fucked in his house. Not him. But almost him. I fucked in his bed, too. I'm an
was
animal.
There a painting on the wall with the eyes moving back and forth?
Wait, the only place Sherrod didn't fuck was in the closet because he was still hiding in there.
Dude,
why is that painting blinking?
Wow.
Scooby-Doo!
America's really becoming Spartans in every...
Oh my God.
We are Spartans. Hoo ha!
Yeah. Why did the painting just go, I see you?
Oh man.
So wait, when you, this dude that you heard the promise of great hand jobs, did you ever, do you always have a feeling like maybe I want to be the dude? Or is this purely like, I wonder if I want to be with a dude? Do you know what I mean?
I was in a relationship for a few years. We had not had sex.
With who?
This girl, Christine, that I started dating when I was 17, and then we were together 6 years. This was all during McDonald's also.
No sex in 6 years.
Yeah.
But why? What was the reason?
Yeah, that'll make me fuck a dude, too. You ain't fucking me, girl? I'm bisexual.
I do go, like, super deep into this on my this is not happening story. But the
that's
basic,
another show, man.
Oh, it's happening.
Oh, it's damn sure happening.
I'm getting like something this. Out of this. I know this doesn't pay. So I'm talking. So the first date, like where we kissed, she was like, I just don't like the idea of a man inside me. And I was like, okay. And I was with
her. Oh, you were with an asexual.
And basically. And you know what? What's interesting is I think she might be trans now. Because I saw.
wait a minute. Like she's a dude now?
There was a man inside her, but it just wasn't you.
That's my
That's one of Brooklyn's 50 funniest, according to what
that
was it, Aaron?
Fucking perfect. Look at you.
Pussy
over
said
there.
Occupido.
Wow.
And then, so you didn't bang her for 6 years and stayed in a relationship with her?
Yeah,
were you banging somebody else, or you just wasn't banging?
No, and then we were like, let's see, like, try other things, and so I was like, maybe I'm gay. I was like, maybe I'm gay. So I went out with this guy, Matthew.
Do you still lust after men? Do you see a man? No. You'd be like, ooh, no.
Not one dude.
What about now?
Not Johnny Depp. Nigga, you see Johnny Depp dripping wet, you don't go, oh, okay.
I know what he's gonna do to me. I have frail skin.
He's fat now. Johnny
but I never had a.
Cute.
You were trying to hate on everybody. He needed a sex tape with Bray J.
But I never like. That's why I don't think you could help it. Because I never. If I had an urge to do that, I would have done that shit.
Oh, I would have done a million times.
No, man. You want to know something?
If I had the urge, I would do it.
If me and Matthew stayed together, I would be one of the 50 funniest people in Brooklyn.
Shut up.
My biggest regret.
Whoa.
Chloe was just on that list, too.
Were you?
I was on that list. Why are people so upset about it? I don't
Well, because the list, they don't say it? That you're not allowed to be born in Brooklyn to be considered from Brooklyn.
Well, no, there are people on the list who don't even live in Brooklyn.
Who made the list?
There's people on the list that
there's
aren't even
from LA. Just question. Who made the list?
It's too many. It's, first of all.
No,
just,
what publication?
Oh, the magazine. It's called Brooklyn Magazine. But the thing is, it's the 50 funniest people. So it's comics, it's improvisers, it's writers, it's directors. It's not just.
Where's Brooklyn? Aaron's on it. Aaron's on
hold on, you're
I
talking
comedy
to,
writing credit.
You're talking to Michael Shea for the 49th funniest person living now.
And 48 is Charles Barkley. And that's not a joke.
Well deserved.
Neither that's of you not are any joke. Kind of Lena Dunham funny, but you do your best.
The thing is, do you put any there real like do you put any merit into lists? I don't.
It's fine. It's fine. It's a fun thing. It's actually helpful.
It's a compliment.
It's actually helpful. I'll tell you that. I think so. I think it's helpful.
You're on all of them, and it helps, right?
Yeah, it's very helpful. It's a cool thing, but it's also fun to shit on because, you know, as comedians, we're always going to be biased.
By the way, first of all, I did an interview with Comedy Central.
When you was on one of these lists, Mike, with your pitch on there?
Oh, my God, was I?
I'm going to make shirts out of that.
Was I?
I can't wait to make a shirt.
There's two types of comics in the world, those who are working and those who aren't.
Yeah.
If you're working, you're
Tracy
fine.
Morgan called him, he said, comedians work and comics don't.
Wait, what?
That's the difference between comedians and comics.
Do comics not work?
That's shit.
Clearly.
You really want to break it down to philosophy.
And Aaron, back to back.
There's Aaron. Wow. Oh, back to back.
Wow, guys, you are neck and neck, and yet leagues beyond me and Sharp.
This should be the most fuckable in Brooklyn.
We should start our own show, Aaron.
Yeah.
Don't try to break it.
I understand you've never...
She kept trying to break the show up already.
You never had no white pussy.
Two headshots together are the MTV2 version of this podcast.
And you weren't on the list, Mike? What? That's crazy.
By the way, do you know
he's a Brooklyn guy?
But I was on a few of the lists before.
You're not one of the funniest.
I will say this is my first list,
and I'm proud of you, Chloe.
Thank you, A-Bo. I didn't really put anything behind it until people started having a fucking.
You know who else didn't? The makers of this list.
It's always good that anybody acknowledged that you do jokes or you're a funny person in any list.
Big Bone lives in Jersey, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He's very funny. He's a good guy.
Why is it that now? Because I asked, because I had to do this Comedy Central interview for, I don't know what it was for, if it was AV Club, but they're asking all this shit about Comedy Central because their anniversary, right?
Okay.
The last question was, you know, Comedy Central started, it was mostly white men. And now something, so I'm like, why do you think I, first of all, give a shit? And I was counting the fucking faces. And why do you think diversity means seven different shades of alt bullshit? That's what they mean by that.
I told you,
it's not Mike Epps in a diverse fucking list, who I think is hysterical. Yeah. It's fucking whoever the fuck they heard of who had a friendly afro and a fucking right kind of glasses.
I told you, that looked like a recently released slave.
Yeah, they,
dressed.
Hey, did you guys get non-threatening faces?
Comedy Central.
Kareem, remember Kareem? He showed up at
Kareem Green is
Hannibal's
funny
room.
As a motherfucker.
He is, but I go to Hannibal's room and I see Kareem. I swear to God, he's dressed like Andre 3000 with a Russian fur hat.
He's going on some shit?
He goes, we're for the right rooms. You know, like, oh my dear God. He's up
that.
There
really?
With new socks.
Trying to do Comedy Central.
Because he's been around, like, he's an old school. I mean, I knew him for a while. So.
Simeon Goodson, he's one of the fucking best.
Let me tell you something about Comedy Central. And I said it before. Comedy Central is the comedy what Charlie's Angels is the law enforcement.
Highly entertaining?
Yeah. I get a lot of work through them.
Real hot right now.
Are you entertained by that?
Sherrod, are you saying there are no A&E channel? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'd rather make out with Mike Lawrence's ex than watch most of them shits.
Which ex?
The dude.
Which dude?
The rough one.
The turkey at his Thanksgiving.
The one with the bigger hand.
The dick or the one who was born with one?
Well, no, I don't like that.
What
joke
other news
at all.
We
I feel
got?
Like that's because
we're almost out of.
Yeah, we got a minute left. Chloe, what are you going to be? What do you want to tell the fan? What you want to do?
You can check me out, ChloeHillier.com.
This went by too fast.
Chloe, this is too fast. Let's do a 3-hour show.
Can I say my handle?
Okay.
Chloe _Hilliard on Twitter and Instagram. Check me out. And I'm working on a new show for
too fast. Went by too fast. Sorry.
Oh, that's right. You got the new show for VH1.
Yeah.
That you're working on.
Late Night Show.
Late Night Show. That's right. And Mark Lamont Hill is on there. He's a friend to Race Wars.
Oh, Mark Lamont Hill.
Mike, what you doing? You on vacation right now?
I'm on vacation. I'm doing Race Wars next week.
Yes. How about that? Come back, motherfucker.
That's what I'm promoting.
Yes, that's what I like. Mikey, tell him the show.
And I'm going to the zoo to punch gorillas in the face.
Don't worry, Mike. They're all dead.
Why
don't you stay home and watch your children?
And next is those raping ass dolphins.
Mikey, serves them right.
I have a Comedy Central Snapchat series called You're Wrong coming out. At that, Mike Lawrence is my Twitter handle.
Yes.
And I'm writing on Sherrod's show.
I heard about that show.
Black and White.
Yes.
So my resume will have both Inside Amy Schumer and Black and White.
Do
you know the weirdest thing is? He's writing all the black parts. Strange.
You know what? His show is the reason I'm not on that list. So
thank you. Yes. You're welcome. You're on the better list. You're on the employment list.
Yeah.
If I was writing on White and White, I'd be number 47.
What is that? What is the 50th funniest people who won't set foot in Brooklyn ever again coming?
right, that's it. Race Wars, man. Thank y'all for coming on. We happened too fast. Mike's coming back next week, so it's already in writing.
Hell yeah. I'm there.
Also Vocative for Aaron.
And Aaron.
Vocative. With Karen and whoever your guest was. Who's your guest? Annie was on that. All right, so
Annie grow up,
on
Karen.
This has been fun. It's my first time. I love it, guys.
Thanks, Chloe.
Thank you,
yeah.
baby. Race Wars, we love you. Peace out.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.